The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For the second night in a row, the Round Ballers of Clay County are here in Joe Sims Gym. Yesterday evening, the Lady Dogs blew out Jellicoe, and during the boys' game, the Dogs and the Blue Devils blew out the lights, leaving 7:18 on the fourth quarter clock, and the Dogs up by four. Tonight, the squads from Livingston have made the short trip westward on Highway 52 into the heart of Bulldog Country. Leslie Riddle and her 6-2 Lady Wildcats look to continue a four-game win streak against Mount Walker and his 3-5 Lady Dogs, who tried to avenge their 23-54 loss to Hawkeye a week ago. In boys' action, it's Jimmy Miller and his 6-3 Wildcats who seek revenge against Rob Edwards and the 5-1 Dogs, who beat the Big Blues 71-69 in Livingston a week ago. Here we go for Dogs and Cats, round two.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Deco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Molly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in here to the CarQuest pregame show and our third basketball broadcast of this young season. For the second time, we're positioned high atop Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the action tonight as I run the camera. Throughout the broadcast, I'll be joined by Joe Sims and Doug Strong. Sitting with me now is a man who's fresh off the paper route, He's been delivering this week still, Holler Rides, and all across black, purple, and gold country from east to west. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Back-to-back nights here in the heart of Bulldog country. And tonight, we welcome an old rival to town for a couple of early season rematches, Daniel. Clay County and Livingston Academy on tap tonight.
Yeah, going to be a good one. The girls have got something to prove after having a pretty bad showing a week ago. Of course, Clay County's boys winners by two, so it's going to be Hawkeye looking for revenge in that one.
You know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough, and a special shout-out to our presenting sponsor this basketball season, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We appreciate their partnership and letting us help spread their message about the consequences of marijuana throughout the season. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of that newspaper Daniel talked about. Folks, get a copy right now on newsstands and in your mailbox tomorrow. And also next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about what happened here in Joe Sims' gym last night. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. But with the paper out already and hitting the newsstands today, we'll just summarize last night's game with Jellicoe. The Lady Dogs improved to 3-5 with a 64-23 blowout of the Lady Blue Devils behind a career-high 20 points from senior Lacey Wicks, 12 from Natalie Smith, 7 by Ella Ease, and 6 each from Baylor Walden and Claire Kendall. Clea Crawford also added 5, Kaylee Brown 3, Halen Garrison and Brooklyn Scott 2 each, and Jenna Thompson 1 in the victory, where Clay County gained control from the jump and never looked back. On the boys' side, a power outage early in the fourth quarter prematurely ended a great game between the Dogs and the Devils. The lights went out with Nate Adams at the line and Clay County up 62-58 with around 7 minutes to play. Officially, that game was paused, and a finals decision is pending from the TSSAA. Before the outage, Jellicoe used a 13-0 run in the first quarter to lead by as many as 11 before Clay County started chipping away. It was a one-point game at the break with Jellicoe leading 40-39 before Nolan Adams had a big third quarter to surge Clay County ahead. He had 12 of his 14 in the period to give Clay County a six-point lead before Jellicoe scored a bucket over the fourth prior to the lights going out. Nate Adams had 22, Warner Melton 10, Lats Burchett and Cole each 7 apiece, and Reese Adams 2. Daniel, that was something that we'd never experienced before.
Yeah, talking to Mr. Sims of Indigo, in all of his years, he asked me if you ever had a game that you wouldn't able to finish as a coach. Never, he said. Never had seen one.
Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for a rival game. Clay County and Livingston Academy here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Action last night, it was Clay County beating Jellicoe 64-23. Also last night, one that me and Coach Sims was just confirming right here, a little bit of a shocker, one might say. Clark Range losing to Cumberland County 34-49. Coach Sims, I know Coach Rogers got to be just flabbergasted that he only scored 34 points offensively.
Yeah, that surprises me. Of course, Cumberland County, I know they got one really good girl, player. Her mom played, or stepmom played for me, Jessica Price, her stepdaughter. She averaged about 20 a game last year as a freshman, but I was talking to her a couple of weeks ago, and she said they weren't very good. They'd had a couple players to leave, so that's a really surprising score, especially if they only scored 34 points.
Pretty impressive. Of course, Clark Range 8-2 now after that loss,
yeah.
So a good team this year.
Yeah, who else beat them? I forgot.
I can't remember.
Lipscomb, maybe?
Maybe. Now, Livingston has lost to Lipscomb, so Lipscomb's really good
yeah.
this year. Other action last night, Ribbon Springs beat Merle Hyde. Those teams were both defeated, rather. Neither had won a game prior to last night. Merle Hyde getting beat by Ribbon Springs 46-20. Tonight, got 3-5 Gordonsville at 7-2 Trousdale County. So Trousdale, a strong record, 7-2 so far out of the gate. I don't know how tough the competition's been for them.
I don't know either. That's a good record for them, especially. They're usually not very good.
7-1 Pickett County at 5-1 Cookeville. That'll be a good one. Of course, 3-5 Clay County right now hosting 6-2 Livingston. That leaves 8-2 Clark Range idle tonight, and 1-8 Red Bowling Springs idle tonight. That has been the Ashok and Strong Insurance Girl 7A update. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to play two ads and come right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here, about a minute and a half from tip-off, time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Volley's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this contest. a grudge match here for Coach Walker and the ladies. We've talked about how poorly the second half was last time, Coach, but a great night last night. Can we take last night's momentum into tonight? You're muted, Coach.
Now then. Now what I was saying is, I hope we can take last night and carry it over to tonight because we played awfully good last night. But, you know, at Livingston the other night, we played pretty good in the first quarter, only down a point. But then, you know, that was the end of it. We just didn't do anything after that. I said a couple times I really thought our shot selection over there was not very good.
Right.
You know, I hope we can take better shots tonight. And I think we're one of those teams that we just take good shots. We're not that bad a shooting team, you know, but I don't care how good a shooter you are. If you take bad shots and you don't drive in there against three of them, you're just not going to hit it very often.
Of course, community-wise, you think of the rivalry, but honestly, not a strong rivalry between the two. Livingston, heavily the aggressor over the years in this series. It's not been played every year. If anything, it's Clay County that should have the chip on their shoulder as far as the overall series.
Yeah, definitely, because we played them for a long time when I first started coaching, and we finally beat them in 92 a couple times.
Yep.
And,
beat them in 97. That's the only three wins we've got over.
Is that it?
Yep.
I knew it wasn't many. But they're just and back then they were really good.
No doubt.
They had a few down years here lately, but they're back pretty good now.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take. The last four before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We are getting close to the playing of the national anthem, not hardly being announced yet at this time, but it's inevitable, so we'll go ahead and go to break. Be right back after the playing of it.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
You're listening to a presentation of Horizon Sports Network, a live-stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start off with the visiting squad, the Livingston Lady Wildcats here tonight. Their head coach, Leslie Riddle, a 6-2 record. Overall on the season, they play out of District 7 AAA. They're out of four-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Livingston, a senior number one, Mally Carwile, junior number two, Cora Copeland, junior number 10, Emma Poston, junior number 20, Chloe Jenkins, and the senior number 24, Ellie Bugger. Of course, Livingston wearing their royal blue travel jerseys, white numerals on those, trimmed in gold. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs here at home in Joe Sims Gym. Their head coach, Matt Walker, ninth season overall. 180 wins during his career to 84 losses. A 3-5 record this year. They play out of District 7, Single A, riding a 2-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore, number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior, number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior, number 22, Lacey Wiggs. And a junior, number 24, Ella Eads. Of course, Clay County wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekend specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? These teams met 1 week ago over at Livingston Academy. Clay County 23, Livingston 54, the final of that one. Clay County looking for a good showing, a good effort here tonight, Thomas, to prove that last week was not the best they had to offer.
Yeah, no Lady Dog in double figures in that game. Halen Garrison led the way with just 9 points, Daniel. And, you know, we've seen them improve since then. Let's hope it continues here tonight.
Absolutely. It's going to be Wicks stepping in to tip against Jenkins. I believe that's Jenkins. I can't see the numbers. Have to learn these Lady Wildcats. Clay County working at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play, Livingston has possession of the ball. They work to the hoop and our right during the first half of play. Ball out top in the hands of Poston. Poston passes inside. Number 2, Copeland, has the bucket left block. Lady Wildcats, 32-9 lead. No pressure being used by Coach Riddle early in this one. Sophomore Natalie Smith going to come across the timeline. Dishes off to Eads at left wing. Ella going to drive to the hoop. Gets there. Shot up. No good off the glass. Rebound. Lacey Wiggs. Jump ball call. Love that drive.
Yeah.
Eads got the step there and took it to the rack. Just couldn't finish.
Garrison inbounds to Eads. Eads swings to Walden. Walden to Wiggs. Wiggs back in the corner to Garrison. Now back to Wiggs out top. Lacey opened up hot last night with 2 3-pointers. Thinking about one here. Goes cross-court instead to Garrison. She fires the 3 right wing. In there! Looking at some shot charts earlier today for this team. That right wing favorite spot for this offense to fire 3-pointers from. Garrison knocks it down from there. Ellie Butler, I believe it was, getting the bucket, making it 4-3, Livingston back in front. Eads with it, penetrates, kicks to Wiggs. Wiggs swings to Smith, now they're going to reset the offense out top. Butler, the leading scorer traditionally for this Lady Wildcat team, outstanding player for head coach Leslie Riddle over there. Finally in her senior campaign, she's played good for a long time over there, Coach Sims.
Yeah, she's signed with Rebecca. She's been All-State the last couple of years.
Baker Walden adds the bucket for Clay County. I love the pace of this one so far. 5-4, Clay County in front by 1. Butler answers the call for Livingston. 6-5, Hawkeye back in front. 6:15 mark first quarter. Coach Walker up, sending in his signals early. Ella Eads going to walk across the timeline, start to execute this call. Screen set by Walden. She drives to the hoop right side of the lane. Shot up. No good. Got her on rebound. No good hustle by Ella Eads. And it's knocked out of bounds. They do say it goes off of Ella, and it's going to be Livingston ball. Already, Coach Sims, I know it's early, but a different feel completely from the last time they met.
Yeah, we've looked pretty good so far. Let's need to.
Of course, everybody plays good at home.
Much opposition on them scoring, but.
Livingston with it. Posting it right wing. Kicks out top and in the hands of Carwile. She swings over there to Jenkins. Now in the hands of Butler. Three-pointer taken. Right wing. No good. That was from Mally Carwile. Rebounded, though, by Butler. Her shot blocked by Wicks. The senior's doing. And now a takeaway by Jenkins. She gets to Butler. Butler scores.
Give him that two.
8-5 the score. Livingston up by 3. Their biggest lead of the contest. 5:15 Mark Thomas of the first.
Yeah, and you can see when Butler catches it in the half court, we're jumping her, doubling her, trying to make her give up the ball.
Need to. Eads out top. Defended by Poston. Ella steps back, fires the 3. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Butler. Butler across the timeline. Works against two Lady Dogs. Pulls up. Shoots the free throw range. Jumper no good. Rebound Garrison. Garrison to Walden. Baylor now coming back the other way. Passes ahead to Eads. Eads cross court to Wicks. Knocked out of bounds. Clay County going to maintain possession. 4:43 mark. Livingston 8, Clay 3. Or actually, Clay 5. 3-point difference.
What jumps out to me about this Livingston Academy team is their length, Coach. Yeah, they're long inside.
They give us some problems.
Jenkins, Post, and Butler, all three pretty long. Those guards as well. Three-pointer missed. I think it was Eads that tried the three. Livingston now back with it. Inside into the hands of Copeland. Copeland in the paint, taken away by Wiggs. Loose ball picked up by Garrison.
Smart.
Haley going to put on the brakes at right wing. Let everybody catch up. Give off to Baker Walden, the junior. Coach Walker sending in the call. Baker Walden's an isolating drive here. Here she goes, right side of the lane. Takes it to the hoop. Scores. Coach Sims, I called for that last night. We need more of Baker Walden one-on-one. Walden scoring on the right side of the lane, and now we've got a bucket. Ooh, a miss coming from Carwile in the paint. Had a good look at it. Walden the rebound. The junior running the point here. Kicks off to Eads at right wing. 8-7 the score. 3:45 mark first quarter. Going to reset. Natalie Smith with it out top. Neither team has subbed yet in this first quarter. Smith works left. Garrison, top of the key, back to Eads. Now Garrison, firing the three left side. No good. Rebound Butler. Clay County got beat pretty bad on the boards a week ago at Livingston, and so far tonight, same thing happening there.
Yeah.
Three-pointer, Livingston, left wing, no good. Rebound and put back by Jenkins. Shot blocked by Lacey Wicks.
If we just not let them get a bunch of putbacks, I'll be satisfied. It's hard to get offensive rebounds anyway.
Yeah. Livingston on the inbound. Carwile, corner three. No good. Rebound. Now Eads, good position in the box. Out. Pass ahead to Smith. Smith right side of the lane. Hits the layup. Clay County in front, Coach.
Yeah, that's good.
9-8 the score. Butler, three. Right wing. No good. Rebound. Number 20, that's Jenkins. She puts it on the floor. Offensive foul going to be called. No whistles now. Foul called against Butler.
Take it away from her.
Ella Eads taking the harm there. Butler getting the foul. First foul of the contest on either team. I just like the way this game's going. Referees letting them play.
They are. And, Clay County kind of their starter here.
Show a little patience on offense down here. We'll get a good shot.
Yeah.
And we have pretty much every trip.
Lady Dogs up 9-8. Of course, Livingston a Triple-A team now with these four classes in public school basketball. Walden spinning. Foul called in the paint. Cora Copeland picks up her first personal, and we'll see Becker Walden go to the free throw line. Coach Meadows busy today, already updated those season totals, including the action from Jellicoe last night. And hopefully, I didn't screw them up like I did last time. Walden at the line shooting these free throws. 8 of 14 coming into tonight. 44.5%. Hits her first one there.
At what?
Yeah, 44.4% from the free throw.
8 out of 14? That can't be right.
8 out of 18. Out of 18.
I'll take that.
I probably said 14, Coach. And now Livingston answering the call here. Evens it up 10-10, a reserve in here. That's number 23, Myla Daly, the junior. Daly gets her first bucket of the contest. Thomas Walden hit one of those free throws, right?
Correct.
Hit the first, missed the second. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. 10-10 the score. Smith isolates, drives, gets to the box, shot no good. Rebound by Walden, power dribble, puts it back up. No good. Shot was partially blocked. Livingston now running and gunning. Butler into the paint. She's fouled. Ellie Butler going to go to the line to shoot. Brown picks up the foul. The junior, Kaylee, in the contest. Alongside Kaylee Brown, we see junior Claire Kendall, who's checked in. Ella Eads, Baker Walden, and Natalie Smith. So four juniors, one sophomore right now for Coach Walker. I didn't notice when that those subs took place. I guess when we were shooting the free throws, Turner. Butler good on both of those free throws. Makes it 12-10. Solid first quarter from both teams so far. Just back and forth, swapping the lead. Smith with it out top, gives to Eads. Eads going to drive, gets to the block. They say she double dribbles.
Wow.
Defensive pressure there by Livingston, created there. Minute and a half left, opening quarter. Livingston 12, Clay County 10. Lady Wildcats looking for a good shot here. Poston with it, hands to Butler. Butler drives, dishes off to Jenkins, who gives back to Poston. Her three-pointer good, top of the key. Just like that, 15-10. And this five-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Lady Wildcats.
Yeah, first shot from distance that Hawkeyes made here tonight. That's kind of been the difference. They've been shooting from the outside, hadn't been able to connect yet. Clay County had taken advantage. Now they're starting to heat up a little.
40 seconds left in the quarter. Ella Eads just dribbling time away out top. Eads being joined by Kaylee Brown, Natalie Smith, Claire Kendall, and Baker Walden, who are all lined up on the baseline. Down to 28 seconds. Pressure comes from Livingston. Here's the trap, passing that up to Smith. Kendall in the corner, drives, dishes off, taken away by Butler. 15 seconds left. Livingston now with the opportunity for the exclamation point at the end of the quarter. 5 seconds on the clock. A drive on the baseline, kicked out to the right corner, three-pointer by Carwile. No good, buzzer sounds. First quarter ends. Livingston Academy 15, Clay County 10 after one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. Men presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Livingston Academy leads Clay County 15-10 here in the girls' game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're in led by Baylor Walden, who has 5 first quarter points. Natalie Smith has 2. Halen Garrison has 3 for the Lady Dogs. For the Lady Wildcats, Cora Copeland has 2 points. Emma Poston, a 3-pointer. Ellie Butler out to 8 in the first quarter, and Myla Daly has 2. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community. Home builders and DIYers wires can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Daniel.
Opening up the quarter for Coach Walker. Ella Eads, Becca Walden, Helen Garrison, Jenna Thompson, and Lacey Wicks. 15-10. Clay County looking to cut this five-point lead. Wicks, three-pointer right side. Goes out of bounds, just overzealous on that one. Coach Sims, how long has Coach Riddle been in the game as head coach? Been at it a little while, hasn't you?
Yeah.
I know you may not know specifically, but...
Probably about 30 years.
Really? So there...
I think this is her 31st year of teaching, and I think she's been a head coach every year.
So you waged war against her yourself then?
I coached against her when she played.
Okay.
Yeah. She graduated in 90, so she'd been a freshman the first year I coached. Man, she played on some great teams. But she got a scholarship at Vanderbilt. And she was at Oneida. Then she went to Knox Catholic or somewhere and came back to Livingston.
Well, she's certainly done a great job over there. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 7-11 mark up this second quarter. Livingston with the bucket you just saw him score has a 7-point lead, 17-10.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Livingston Academy leads Clay County 17-10. About 7 minutes to go here in the first half, Daniel.
Clay County with it, trying to get the first points of the quarter. Walden with it, left wing. Hands off to Smith out top. Natalie works left. Under pressure, spins, shoots, misses, gets her on rebound, power dribble, put back, no good, but a foul call. Daly going to be called, or Carwile 1. We'll have to see who he chooses. Going to be number 12, not Carwell. That's Reese Collins, a freshman, who is checked in. Free throw away and good by Smith.
It's good. First time we scored in a while.
17-11 now the score. Natalie, a 59% free throw shooter, 10 of 17 coming into tonight. Misses that second one. Oh, all right. Last touch by Livingston. So an opportunity here for Clay County to inbound from the baseline and get another bucket. On the floor, where Haley Garrison moves inbound and joining her. Better Walden, Natalie Smith, Stacey Wicks, and Jenna Thompson. Worked into Walden, now Wicks. Back to Garrison in the corner. Haley dribbles out, picks up the dribble. Bounce pass inside, take it away. Pass ahead by Livingston, a little too strong, and Clay County going to come back the other way with it.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. That free throw stopped a Livingston 9-0 run,
yeah,
extending back to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Smith's going to walk across, talking with Coach Walker, as she does. Clears the timeline, starts the half-court offense. Motion from the post players out top now. Walden with it in the wing. She's going to drive. Dishes off to Thompson. Thompson to Garrison. Garrison top of the key, directing traffic. Kicks to Wicks at left wing. Now inside to Smith. Smith posted up against the smaller Collins. She kicks back out to Walden. Just passing around the perimeter. Three-pointer. Thompson right wing. No good. Rebound. Jenkins. Actually, that was Copeland. Copeland hands off to Poston. Poston to Daly. Daly in the paint. Dishes outside to Collins. Three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound Walden. She steps on the baseline while she had it. And Livingston maintains possession. Ella Eads and Claire Kendall checking back in here. Jenna Thompson and Lacey Wicks checking out. 5:38 mark of this second quarter, 17-11 the score. Both teams, after a good first quarter, have kind of slowed down here. It was 15-10 at the break and another turnover, and that's,
yeah,
the thing, is the team even getting shots.
Yeah, Lady Wildcats kind of leaving the door open. Clay,
yeah,
County really hasn't done anything.
We got a good look at it last time, we just missed it.
Clay County with the ball here. Knocked out of bounds by Livingston.
Let her out.
On the inbound three-pointer, was it Garrison, Coach?
Yeah.
Haylen Garrison knocking it down from left wing. Makes it a 17-14 game. Almost missed that call. We had to had my daughter Miller Strong here at the table with us. We had to get her out. I made Thomas get up. Disrupted it for a minute. Haylen Garrison with that big triple, Thomas.
Big shot.
Butler driving in, step back long, two-pointer good.
Pretty nice.
Ellie Butler, a nice shot there. 19-14 the score. So 5 points the difference here. Halfway through this second quarter. Ella Eads with it, drives the right side of the lane, gets to the block, and just lost the handle, they say. Looked like Buckner went to block the shot, and Eads decided not to shoot, Coach, and lost the hand hook.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Obviously no contact, or it would have been a foul. Livingston inside. Jenkins has it taken away. Ella Eads, right wing, kicks over to Smith, top of the key, halfway through this second quarter. 19-14. Walden isolated and drove earlier. Now defensively here, I guess getting a man look out of Livingston, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, Ella's trying to post that little girl up, but she can't get the ball.
Smith drives, hits the underside of the backboard on the underhanded layup, picked up by Livingston. Butler comes the other way, scores. She's just on a different level.
Yeah, she's playing better than she did last week.
21-14. Clay County needing an answer here. They played close during the first half a week ago, and then the one-point third quarter created a Livingston blowout. Foul called against Livingston here. Final score of that other game, 54-23. So Clay County already getting close to their total from last time. Claire Kendall coming out. Lacey Wiggs coming back in. So original five starters on the floor here. Thomas Ford, Coach Walker.
Yeah, and you're talking about Livingston Academy. It's not just about scoring the ball. Their half-court defense with that man-to-man has just been suffocating on the Lady Dogs.
Garrison drives, kicks to Eads. Ella going to drive. Lay up left side. Not there. Yes. Livingston coming the other way. Butler making it look easy on her end. 23-14, another timeout taken by Clay County. 3:12 mark of this second quarter.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Livingston Academy, quick 6-0 run, Daniel, after Clay County cut it to 3 on a Garrison three-pointer, and they're up 23-14, about 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Yeah, and as Thomas, as you mentioned earlier, they had a 9-0 run earlier in the contest. Those two runs, Livingston just too good a team, you can't allow them to do that. Walden kicks outside to Garrison, three-pointer, yeah, him! Big shot.
That's what they need to do every time.
23-17 now.
Like I said, we can shoot the ball if we get good looks.
Sure. Just got to hustle and create them. 2.5 minutes left here in this second quarter.
Halen Garrison keeping Clay County in it. She's got six of the Lady Dogs, 7 points here in the frame.
Garrison nearly coming up with a steal there. Wicks called for the foul. Livingston inbound here, 2:20 left in the quarter. Clay County with a stop here would have a great opportunity to cut this thing. Foul going to be called again. That's going to be only the second team foul in the quarter. So still need three more.
Yep.
Problem is, that's Tracy's second personal. She don't need to pick a third one up here, I don't think. Need to play clean. Got to have Wicks on the floor. Walden comes up with a loose ball steal. 209 and ticking. Smith inside. Shot no good from left wide. Kept alive by Garrison. Bounced past the Wicks. Kicked out to East. Three-pointer out wing wide open. Ooh, no good. Rebound Butler. Had a great look at it.
Yeah, she had a good look.
Butler all the way into the paint. Shot no good. Rebound Garrison. Garrison out to Wicks. Lacey looking ahead. Finds Walden. Walden in the paint. Power dribble shot up. No good, but she's fouled. Baylor going to go to the line to shoot.
That's a pretty good pass. I don't know if it's going to get there or not, but it did.
Big free throws here to kind of keep Clay County in,
yeah,
in striking distance.
Shot.
Walden makes the first.
23-18. 5 points the difference. Walden with another one coming. Smith and Eads coming out here. So on the floor, Lacey Wicks, Jenna Thompson, Helen Garrison, Baker Walden, and Claire Kendall. Posting with it. Kicks to Butler. Butler swings off to a teammate. That's number 13, Allie Reams, who's in there now. She gives to Jenkins. Now back in the hands of Copeland. Coach Riddle, been on her feet most of the contest. Butler, right block, shot, and one. Just a good concept there, getting her open on the block.
We was overplaying the wing. She took her back door.
Yeah, kind of trying to deny Butler the ball.
Yeah.
And
when you do that, then that leaves that back door cut open.
Doing what good players do.
Yeah.
Taking what you give them.
I know she's has the lion's share of the Livingston points. Livingston now with 26 is better. Completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 26-19, this is Laura Kendall with it. Reach-in foul. Going to be assessed against freshman Allie Reams. Fourth team foul of the quarter against Livingston. The next will send Clay County to the line to shoot two. Only a minute 10 left in this second quarter, though. Walden with it at left wing. Back to Smith. Smith fires a three by left corner. No good. Rebound. Livingston. Reams with it. She comes out of there. Has it knocked away by Smith. Now in a trap is Reams. Hands it off to Poston. Poston working against Garrison. Gets across the timeline. Dishes outside to Jenkins. Three ball. No good. Rebound by Butler. Butler too strong down there. Puts it up. No good on the shot. Wicks the rebound. 40 seconds left in this first half of play. 26-19. Lady Dogs trailing by seven. Thomas calls for him to slow down. They listen to you, Thomas.
Yeah, I think so. Taking down under 30 seconds. You're in the ball game, Coach.
Yeah.
Milk it down and get a good look.
That's what I say.
Coach Walker sending in the instructions. 20 seconds left. Sophomore point guard Natalie Smith letting it tick down. Joining her, Garrison, Walden, Wicks, and Kendall. Ella Eads on the bench. Smith with it. 8 seconds. Gives to Walden. Walden inside. They say she travels.
Oh, they did.
Livingston now with the chance for the last points of the half. Is that Eads is going to check back in? No, they don't get her there in time. 4 seconds and ticking. But there loses the handle. Nobody going to score to end this half. She goes to the floor. No whistles blow. First half's over. Livingston 26. Clay County 19. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like.
and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Livingston Academy 26-19 here in the girls' game. It's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Lady Dogs doing a better job staying with the Lady Wildcats of Livingston in this rematch of a week ago, where they were defeated soundly by Livingston in Livingston. Tonight, they're only down by 7 here at the break. They also trailed by 5, 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. After claiming a 2-point lead at 10-8, Livingston Academy closed out the first quarter with a 7-0 run to go up by 5. They extended that to a 7-point lead with the first bucket of the second quarter, and then led by as many as 9 down the stretch before Halen Garrison knocked down her second three-pointer of the game, or of the quarter. She got 3 in the game to cut it to 6, and then Baylor Walden made 2 free throws to make it a 4-point contest before Ellie Butler had an and-one she completed as the last points of the first half to make it a 26-19 ball game, 7-point lead for Livingston Academy. Speaking of Butler, she's leading all scorers with 17 points here at halftime for Livingston Academy. We have Myla Daly also with 4 points, Emma Poston with 3, and Cora Copeland with 2 points. For Clay County, they're being led by Garrison. Halen has 3 three-pointers here in the first half for a total of 9 points. Natalie Smith has 3, and Baylor Walden playing pretty well with 7 first-half points, but only 3 on the board for Clay County as they just put up less than 20 points in the half. But they're still in this one, just down 7, 26-19. Here at the break against Livingston Academy. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Pump and Grow Body Shop Halftime Show from Joe Sims Gym. 7 points the difference at the break. Livingston 26, Clay County 19. Hoping the Black, Purple, and Gold Ladies will have a good third quarter, close back this deficit here. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermit Springs Basketball got some final records today from the 5th and 6th grade girls team and the junior high girls team from head coach Summer Cherry. The junior high girls are 6-10. On the season, and the 5th and 6th grade team 4-4 on the season. So many wins for both teams down there this year, always a good sign. They are awaiting now the Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament and the James C. Hale Tournament. I think the conference tournament this year only for junior high teams, but the James C. Hale, of course, typically for the younger and the older groups. Salina Cave basketball. All four teams are in action at Hillham tonight. First game, it was my understanding, tipped off at 6 o'clock. Last night I mentioned that they were going to play both girls' games, then both boys. That's not the case. It's going to be traditional format. 5th-6 girls, 5th-6 boys, junior high teams to follow as normal. After tonight, Salina K-8 will be off until the new year when the junior high teams will be in the Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament that will be held here on the campus of Clay County High School Saturday, January 11th. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong, and the Golden Eagles are 4-6 on the season. They are playing tonight at Western Illinois for a 7:30 p.m. tip. And finally, Raptors 905, the NBA G League team that Tyreek Key plays on. They're 4-10 on the year, 7th in the Eastern Division. They played this past Sunday night, two nights ago, winning against the Maine Celtics 115-114. Now they're enjoying a holiday break. Going to get through Christmas and then take the floor again at home against the Birmingham Squadron on Friday, December the 27th. This week's Oklahoma Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, give us some halftime adjustments that we need to do different,
well,
maybe in the third quarter.
I don't know anything, you know, drastic that needs to be done. I just, like I said before the game, I think we took a few bad shots. You know, we drove in there when I really didn't think we should. We just need to be patient and every trip. You know, if we have to take 30 seconds off, that's fine. You
right.
Know? You know?
Not something we do a lot of. That is one big thing.
We want to rush shots sometimes too much. And I mean, they're pretty good offensively. We just do the best we can down here. If they miss, hopefully we can get the rebound.
Team switch into the courts here. Clay County going to work at the hoop to our right. During this second half of play, Livingston will shoot at the hoop, 2-iron left as we sit high atop the visiting bleachers here at Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. 7:45 and ticking third quarter. Clay County trailing by 7, 26-19. LA Eads with it out top. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker to open up this third quarter. Garrison and Eads. Eads now right wing. Works against Poston. Swings to Wiggs. Now Smith. Walden working the paint down low against Copeland. Copeland the height advantage down there. Eads drives. Kicks to Smith. Cross court to Wicks. Now bounce pass inside to Walden. Never finds the recipient. Goes out of bounds.
Well, they had a good idea. This didn't work.
We're patient, like you've been calling.
Yeah.
Shoot 45 seconds.
And we had Bader isolated one-on-one down there. You know, if the pass had got there, she might have had a chance to do something with it.
7-10 and ticking. Livingston trying to extend on this 7-point lead. Poston drives, kicks the Carwile, 3-pointer, no good. No, it bounced in. Thomas, you mentioned it earlier, one big difference here, only the second triple, I think, of the game there for Livingston.
Yeah, and it gives them a double-digit lead for the first time here tonight as they go up by 10, Daniel. And, you know, a few shots start falling for Livingston Academy. You get out of hand real quick.
You could. Garrison tries to keep it in hand here. Right corner, three-pointer. It's cool as ice there for Garrison. Just dropping it right in, nothing but net. A steal from Wicks. Wicks going to have the layup right side. No good. Good defense by Livingston. Now Livingston back with it. Jenkins right side. They're going to fire a three right wing. Poston's attempt, no good. Rebound Wicks. 6:15 and ticking. Lacey pressing the issue. Bounce pass to Eads. Lay it good. 29-24. 5 points the difference here.
That's a nice break there.
Third quarter. Livingston with the ball and the 5-point lead. Inside to Jenkins. Shot good. Jenkins appears to be every bit, maybe a 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
enough.
At least. She's a big long arm thing.
Some of that patience here by Clay County. Eads with it out top. Uses a Walden screen they call a moving screen. First personal, I believe, against Walden.
Yeah, just didn't quite get set there as Eads crossed it up.
So what's Garrison got three-point-wise, three or four makes?
He's got four so far.
Four threes.
That's only points. A cool dozen, Daniel, on four threes.
Travel against Livingston here. Of course, the three-point leader against Livingston back in 1991. This would have been her freshman year, I believe. Tia Burchett. She hit five of them in 91. Of course, a 94 graduate for you, Coach Sims.
Yeah, the next year was when we finally beat them a couple times.
Yeah, 92 swept the season.
Yeah.
Beat them both times.
Yeah.
We scored 50 points in each of the contests. One of them a single-point win, 50-49.
Yeah.
The other one a 50-40 score.
Yeah, Melissa Webb got a rebound off something and stuck in and was the difference in the game. Yeah, we handled them pretty good at our place, I remember. I didn't know what the score was, but it was – we led the whole game, I remember.
He's good on the first free throw. Second one's away, also good. 5 minutes left in this third quarter, 5 points the difference. Livingston 31, Clay County 26. Butler inside, spins, shoots, does not score. Rebound Garrison. Garrison coming out of there with it, looking for a teammate, keeps it herself. Crosses the timeline, sets up shot top of the key, drives the lane, shot up and blocked, taken away. Of course, Garrison, one of the shorter players on the court. I like the aggression, though, of going to the hoop with it. Three-pointer by Carwile, no good. Rebound Walden. Baylor coming back out with it. I call once again for a more offensive performance from Walden. She's a good shooter. Need her to play with confidence on the offensive end of the court. Eads has it taken away by Butler. And there you see the the senior leadership and this natural ability of Ellie Butler able to reach in there on Ella Eads, who is a very sound junior ball handler, and Butler just grabbing that ball away from her.
Yeah, good battle between those two, kind of the leaders of their individual teams there going at it, and Butler got the best of Eads on that possession. And Ella Eads, you know, hadn't scored in the first half. She's got four here in the third quarter for Clay County. Kind of keep them in striking distance, Daniel.
Butler with it, 31-26. She hands off to Carwile. Carwile drives her layup good. Credit Carwile. 33-26. Smith with it for Clay County. Spins left block shot good. Nice finish that time. Good job by Natalie Smith. Getting that bucket back. 33-28, 5 points of difference. Pace picking up here. Both teams looking to score quickly. Jenkins with it, left wing, kicks across to Copeland. Copeland now back to Poston. 3:35 left in this third quarter. Ella Eads coming to the scorer's table after getting a bit of a break from Jenna Thompson here. Bucket by Jenkins, junior Chloe Jenkins. 35-28, Livingston back up by 7.
You can't do it much better than that on the pick and roll between Jenkins and Butler. That's a sight to behold.
Lady Dogs meeting Livingston for the fourth time under Coach Walker's watch here. He's 1-3 in those four prior meetings. Garrison wanting a three left wing, defended by the senior Carwile. Works against her, pushes her into the paint, now kicks to Walden. Baseline drive by Baylor. She kicks out to Thompson, who swings to Garrison. Good ball movement, good crisp passing. Garrison working against Carwile. A good matchup there. Oh, taken away, maybe a foul. Going to be taken away by Poston. She dribbles off her foot. So they may have got away with a foul, but a turnover as Natalie Smith gets it back. Smith coming, kicks to Garrison, corner three, yeah! Knocking it down, Garrison on a heater now. Fifth three-pointer of the night, tying Tia Burkett back from 1991 with a single-game lead in that department against Livingston. 2:11 left in this third quarter. 35-31, Lady Dogs down by four. Garrison, a one-woman wrecking crew from behind the arc tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure that she's missed one. I don't keep up with attempts, Daniel. But she's shooting it with confidence and keeping this Clay County team in it. It's a four-point ball game, Daniel. 2 minutes left here in the third.
Claire Kendall called for the foul. Definitely a lot more than a one-point quarter this time around.
Yeah. We're hanging.
Clay had one, as I've mentioned several times, over at Livingston. Good defense there. Coach went simple. We see turnover.
They threw it out somehow or another. I don't know. That's good.
I see Coach
Riddle
turning to her bench and just kind of shrugging her arms saying, I don't know.
she
was perplexed about it as well. Minute 40 left here with Garrison on the bench. Who's going to have the hot hand now? Walden going to try to take it over. She spins, shoots. Ooh. Nice move, kept alive by Eads. Eads' shot, no good, got it blocked. Now a trap, Livingston going to come out of there with it. Ellie passed ahead to Buckner. Buckner under pressure from Kendall, reverse layup, good. Ellie Buckner just as smooth as silk. Walden with it, puts on the brakes, lets the defense catch up.
After having 17, that's her first points of the second half, Daniel.
Really?
17 in the first, she's up to 19 now.
Smith with it out top. She fires the three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Daly. Daly going to travel with it. Has it knocked away before she can travel, though. Regathers. Daly crosses the timeline. Gives to Jenkins, who hands back off to Collins. 50 seconds and ticking here. Third quarter. Jenkins with it. Hands to Carwile. Offensive foul coming. And it's Carwile who charged. Claire Kendall taking the charge. Or is it Smith?
It was Kendall.
I don't know.
37-31, down by six. 47 seconds left in this third quarter. Brooklyn Scott checking in, or at least waits at the scores table.
I'm gonna make it.
Third Kendall with it. Top of the key on the floor, joining Kendall here for a potential last possession. Natalie Smith, Baylor Walden, Ella Eads, and Haven Garrison, who's checked back in. Kendall defended by Jenkins. Jenkins backs off. Let's her dribble. 20 seconds left.
A little bit of a mismatch here. The smaller Kendall on the longer Jenkins. I think that's what Coach Walker sees.
10 seconds and ticking. Kendall puts it into motion, drives into the paint, spins, dishes out to Smith. Corner three. No good. Rebound by Eads. 1 second. Shot. No good. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends 37-31. Livingston still with the advantage.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Wildcats of Livingston Academy 37-31, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company for Clay County, being led by Halen Garrison, 5 3-pointers for 15 points. Natalie Smith has 5. Baylor Walden has 7. Ella Eads, 4. Ellie Butler up to 19 for the Lady Wildcats. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel. We're into the fourth, and it's still a ball game.
That we are. Completely different story than 1 week ago at Livingston Academy. I made the comment earlier today. I'm very confident that this team will play well tonight. Didn't guarantee a win or anything like that, but I felt good about a good performance, and we're seeing one.
Yeah, we played 100% better than we did last week.
Coach Walker coming out with a trap there in the corner to get a turnover.
It produced one, 7:40 and ticking, fourth quarter, down by 6, 37-31. Smith out top, works left, gives to Garrison. Halen kicks to Ella. Ella back to Halen. Original 5 starters on the floor here for Coach Walker opening up this fourth quarter. Garrison dishes to Walden. Walden works against Daly, back to Wick. She fires the 3, top of the key, no good rebound. Eads, a jump ball going to be called.
They are ball.
Possession arrow favoring Clay County. Clay led once early in this contest. I think we were up 9-8, perhaps, at one point. They've trailed most of it, but never more than 7, maybe? Kept it close throughout, haven't we, Thomas?
First shot of the third quarter, Livingston Academy made a 3 to go up 10. That's the largest lead.
He's with it, right wing. Gives the Wicks in the corner. Now Smith, thought about a 3, drives, shoots, does not score. Hustles, gets her own rebound, put back no good, now she's fouled. Smith going to the line here with opportunity to shoot 2 and cut it to 5. Actually, cut it to 4 if she makes both. 37-31 the score.
That's 1 for 2 so far here on the night. And I think you said earlier she's shooting around that 50% mark.
Yep. 59% on the season.
A little better then.
10 of 17 coming into this one. 5 points the difference. I missed one of those shots. I guess missed one, hit one.
Made them both.
Yeah, she hit both of them.
So, okay, 4 points the difference, 37-33. I'm just bad on my math. Livingston with the ball here. Carwy with it. Look at the defensive pressure. Eads on over. A nice job by Ella. Poston now with it. I guess a bit of a zone look here out of Clay. Is there switching off? Butler missing on that shot. Rebound Daly.
No, we're playing man.
Daly, corner 3. No good. Rebound Eads. Here we go. Opportunity to cut it to a single possession contest. Eads going to drive into the paint. Puts on the brakes. Long jumper. No good. I like the shot selection. Nice rebound by Wicks. Kicks to Smith. 3-pointer top of the key. Yeah. First triple of the night for Natalie Smith, and it couldn't have come at a better time. We've got a one-point game. 37-36, and Coach Riddle takes her first time out of the contest. Black, purple, and gold running high momentum right now, and we're going to stay on air. Thomas has a special message to share from our presenting sponsor.
That's right, Daniel. Appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for being our partner throughout this season. And they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. It says, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use, and be a good source of information for your child. And you can be that by going online for more information at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, this project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, I know you work side by side with them here at the high school on a regular basis with the SAD Club, but just great work being done by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Absolutely. They come in on a weekly basis, helping with the, I'm going to say other than maybe FFA, the most active club in this building being the SAD Club. And Daniel Roberts, I know, does great work with that. I can't remember the other lady's last name. Cody is her first name. But outstanding work that they do in this community with our teenagers.
There you go.
Back to action and another Hawkeye turnover.
Yeah, we talked about Clay County knocking down some big shots, but they're also playing some great defense, created multiple turnovers on this end. And also, Ellie Butler just 2 points so far here in the second half, guys, after scoring 17 in the first.
And she wore us out the first half.
5:35 and ticking. Lady Dogs, a chance to take a lead here. Garrison kicks to Smith, swung to E. Taylor right wing. Original five starters on the floor. Back to Garrison. Garrison closely defended by Carwile. Carwile, the senior, doing a good job there of trying to shut down Garrison. But, boy, when she's got free from her, Thomas, she has made them pay with that three ball.
Yes, she has. She's, of course, got five of them here in this contest, including two in that third quarter where Clay County pulled within range here. They're just down by one. But, again, I think it's like what Coach said. We're in the final stretch. You're down 1 point. Be patient here. Don't have to rush the goal.
Garrison drawing the foul, going to the free throw line. Coach McElvain, junior high coach from Sonic A8, texting in the and saying he don't remember the score, but he won big over at Hillham tonight. So congrats to him. Now 14-2 on the season, strong record.
That's good year.
Haylen Garrison in the line shooting here. Not a place that she has been a tremendous amount this year. Shot two, missed them both.
Yeah. I thought sure we'd get the lead, but
she was two of three on the season coming into tonight. Like I said, only a couple of prior trips to the line. 5 minutes left in this one. Lady Dogs trailing by one. Posting with it. Left wing. Gives to Butler. Butler working against Smith. Now back to Poston. He's right there all over. I like the close defense. Ella working hard trying to get a five-second count. Poston drives to the hoop, though. Shot up, no good. And they call a foul on Wicks.
Crap.
Third personal for Lacey. Wicks has played with two for a long time now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your fourth. Okay. .448 left in this contest. Poston the line hits the front end. Her two. Junior Emma Poston puts Livingston back to a 2-point lead, 38-36. Lady Dogs 3-5 on the year. Lady Wildcats 6-2. Poston misses the second over the back. Going to be called against Jenkins. Walden had the position. And Coach Sims, that's a tempting thing for that taller player to do, but they're going to get you every time.
Yep. Chance to tie or take the lead.
4:44 and ticking. Starting to get down to the nitty-gritty here. Half a quarter to play. Lady Dogs trail by two. Eads with it. Drives. Puts on the brakes. Has it taken away. Poston takes it. Gives to Butler. Butler going to go to the hoop. Her layup no good, but a foul call. Not a lot of contact there. I think they got Waldman. Baylor second. On the floor right now for Clay County, Natalie Smith, Baylor Walden, Claire Kendall, Ella Eads, and Halen Garrison. Of course, Wicks was sub four there when she picked up that fourth personal foul.
Butler misses the first, Daniel.
Second one coming. Good. Livingston up by three, 39-36. Baylor Walden with it. Baylor across the timeline, drives the right side, kicks to East, three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins to Butler. Butler full head of steam, passes ahead to Carwile, the senior classmates. Now Carwile inside, ball tied up for a jump ball, going to be called. Nice job by Ella Eads, knocking it loose and getting in there. Possession arrow favoring Hawkeye. But now, if there's another one, it favors Clay County. Butler on the inbound. Power dribble, baseline drive. Hit that shot somehow.
Yeah, somehow. Now we're down five.
41-36. 3:55 left in the fourth. Garrison with it. Carwile steps up, starts the official's count. Coach Walker talking to her. Garrison drives, loses a handle, knocked away by Carwile. Hawkeye faithful wanted to have a turnover there. But they say Carwile touched it last. Kendall to work it in from beside Coach Walker in the Clay County bench. Has trouble finding a teammate. Gets it in there to Butler. Butler tying up the ball, taking it away. Butler now to the hoop. Left-handed layup, no good. They say she's fouled. And we'll go to the line to shoot. Butler taking over, Coach Sims.
Well, yeah, taking over because we're throwing the ball every trip down the floor. I mean, seems like it is. I mean, we've turned it over about three straight trips for no reason.
Exactly right on that. 3:34 mark of this fourth quarter. Timeout taken by Clay County. 41-36, Livingston lead.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Ellie Butler at the free throw line, try to make it 43-36, and she does, Daniel.
Hit them both. 43-36, back out to a seven-point lead after trailing only by one a few minutes ago. Smith drives, spins, misses everything there, went off the glass.
That was a nice moving shot, but just missed it.
Livingston back with it. Poston kicks to Daly. Corner three. No good. Rebound by Buckner. Foul on Wicks. Macy Wicks is fouled out.
Oh, really?
Wicks playing hard tonight. Yep. Going to have to sit and watch the last 3:13, though. She had 20 points last night against Jellicoe. Had a great game.
She's played pretty good tonight. Just hasn't scored near as much.
We really hadn't had the looks even here tonight against Livingston Academy. Several blocks, rebounds in this game affected Butler here in the second half for sure. Lacey Wicks has, and you know Livingston Academy starting to kind of pull away a little bit, guys. They're up by seven now, and this is kind of a big possession here to need a stop. Clay County does.
Two prior times, they had a 9-0 run. Then they had a 6-0 run. Right now, they're mounting somewhere around a 6-7-0 run, are they not?
Yes, sir. They're right at 6-0 at this point.
Livingston to inbound. 3:13 left. Poston having trouble finding a girl. Now Carwile out top. Gives back to Poston. 3 minutes left. Livingston up by seven. Jenkins swings to Poston. Poston to Butler. Knocked away there by Walden. Jump ball call. No, it's taken possession of by Eads and a timeout. Now jump ball call. Kind of surprised we didn't go for a timeout there to salvage the possession. Credit Ella Eads. Great hustle. Just going to the floor to get possession of that basketball.
What's the stop you needed? Now you need a bucket here.
Possession arrow did favor Clay County. We have the ball. Coach Riddle calls a timeout for Livingston. 2:51 remaining. Livingston up by 7.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. Lady Dogs Trail. Lady Wildcats of Livingston Academy, 43-36, under 3 minutes left in the game, Daniel.
2:45 and ticking, Thomas. As you said, 7 points the difference. Smith with it, left wing. Clay County needing a bucket here. It's not do or die time, but it's getting close to it.
Yeah.
Smith with all 5 points for Clay County here in the final frame.
He's with it. Works against Poston. Kicks to Kendall. Clark Kendall works against Daly. Gives to Garrison. Garrison once again closely defended by Carwile.
Baylor Walton working hard in the paint. Finally got it to her.
Spins. Kicks out to Kendall. Corner three. No good. Rebounded though by Eads. Power dribble putback. Tried to get it across the paint to Walden. And a jump ball call. This time it goes back to Livingston.
Baylor Walden had the defender pinned multiple times, Daniel, on that possession. I had to give it up.
Carwile with it. Faults. Garrison has not been able to get off a three-point shot in the fourth due to the smothering defense of Maddie Carwile, the senior, just a really veteran player for Livingston. She's done a good job of that. Now, Garrison did drive and get the foul once, but she's been on her with the three ball. Here we see that matchup again. Garrison with it, going to drive. Kicks off to Kendall. Kendall going to drive. Gets to the hoop. Shot does not fall. Rebounded by Poston. Poston comes out there with a full head of steam. Minute 38 left. Poston all the way to the hoop. Dishes off to Carwile. Carwile back to Jenkins. Her shot no good. Got her on rebound. Put back no good, but they say he's fouled. That's not Jenkins. That is number 23, Myla Daly. Sorry about that. No, it was Jenkins. 20 rather than 23. Minute 31 left in this one. Free throw missed by junior Chloe Jenkins. Coach Riddle starting three juniors and two seniors on this Livingston team. Coach Walker's taking a full timeout. Minute 31 left in this one. We'll be back after two ads.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition as Chloe Jenkins knocks down a free throw to make it an 8-point ball game, Daniel. L.A. 44, Clay County 36. Make it 38.
Clark Kendall cuts it back to 6, 44-38. Now the defensive pressure comes in. Livingston beats the pressure. Butler with it. You know where she's going, straight to the hoop. Misses the shot. Oh, rebounded by Jenkins. Her putback no good. Loose ball being fought for. Clay County going to come up with it. Walden had it. Oh, a travel. But somehow, Coach Sims, we come back up top again.
Yes, you walked, but we got it back somehow.
Here we go. Corner three. Smith, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Clay County going to have to get on those offensive boards here. Walden kicks it out of bounds.
That went. It's been interesting.
Yeah, down six here, Coach. Do you foul at this point?
Yeah, probably.
Leaving some on the inbound. Posting to Butler. Butler two on one. Gives to Jenkins. Back to Butler. Shot up. No good. She's fouled from behind by Smith.
I don't think they're going to try to hold the ball no way, so we'll have to worry about it.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Oh.
Butler knocking down that free throw. 39.7 seconds left in this one. Livingston extending here to a 7-point lead. Butler now shooting for an 8-point lead and gets it. So things not looking good here for Clay County, but let me tell you this. They have fought tonight, and that's what we wanted to see after being embarrassed over at Livingston last week against this AAA squad. And don't let Livingston Academy fool you. Playing out of District 7 AAA, a 6-2 record this year. They beat Soddy Daisy, Macon County, Cullioca, Clinton, Clay County, and then Macon County again. Their two losses came to David Crockett and Lipscomb Academy. So, Coach Riddle and these Lady Wildcats, no push-up.
No. Oh, you're in, you're out. They're there for the best.
Smith at the line. Hit the first. No, missed the ball. Rebound Eads. Her putback no good. Rebound this time by neither squad. Jump ball call. Possession arrow favoring Clay County. Still time here, 29.1 seconds, but an 8-point deficit. Got to have it and got to have it now. Smith to inbound. Joining her on the floor, Walden, Thompson, Kendall, and Eads. Smith with it, drives inside, shot no good from left block, goes over the hoop, rebounded by Kendall. She loses the handle, kicked out of bounds by Livingston. No, they say it went off Kendall's hand last.
I don't see that, but.
Full timeout taken here. 19.8 seconds remain. We'll go ahead and go to one more break. Clay County trailing by 8.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. 18.6 seconds left, and I think we've got Clay County ball here. Ella Eads created a turnover. Yeah, that's what we've got. So 18.6 seconds left. Smith to inbound. Works into Garrison, never got there. Carwell knocking it away. Again, Clay County to inbound from their own baseline. Natalie Smith to do it. 18.2 seconds. Smith works into Garrison. Garrison catches, tries to shoot. Carwell knocks it away. She regathers. Deep three ball. No good. Rebounded by Butler. She came in with a full head of steam, knocked two different Lady Dogs to the ground, but no whistles blow. This one here going to go final in just a few seconds. Clay County has fought hard. But Livingston Academy has come tonight into Joe Sims Gym and pulled off the victory. Final score, Livingston 46, Clay County 38.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in Salina, Tennessee. Clay County girls falling to the Livingston Academy girls 46-38 in a good ball game, and it's time for Eco Finals of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Coach Sims, we saw the Lady Dogs just really not have a chance 1 week ago at Livingston Academy in this same ball game. Tonight they did, and they made things interesting. It was 15-10 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Livingston Academy. They led by as many as 10 in this one with a three-pointer to open the third quarter, up 7 at the break. But Clay County kept it close and did that with big shots, pretty good defense in the half court. End up losing by 8 as Livingston Academy, once the Lady Dogs cut it to 1 there late. You saw Ellie Butler kind of take over. They outscored Clay County 9-2 down the stretch to put this one away.
Yeah, like I said a while ago, we kind of helped them a little there down the stretch. We turned it over 2 or 3 times and she was getting some points. But, I mean, overall, we played so much better than we did over there the other night. Garrison shot it, lights out. It'd be nice if we could have got her some more shots. But, I thought, over there we turned the ball over a bunch against their press. And tonight they didn't press much. And, we handled that pretty well. Something else I was going to say. Oh, over there, in the second half, they really started shooting the three good. We kept that under control tonight. They hit a couple, but they didn't shoot it out of the gym like they did over there. And so evidently we defended out the floor better than we did over there. But, we held them to, 46?
Yeah.
That's not bad. You hold a good team in the 40s. You just kind of got to score a little more yourself. And we had our chances. If we could just keep getting a little better every game, we'll be all right.
Ellie Butler leading the way for Lewiston Academy, only player in double figures, but she had 26, Coach, 17 of those coming in the first half. Closed it out, 2, 4, 6, 7 points there down the stretch, pretty much, for Lewiston Academy. Chloe Jenkins had 5, so did Mally Carwile. Cora Copeland, 2, and Emma Poston, 4, so... Ellie Butler, kind of one of the stars here in the Upper Cumberland. She showed it tonight.
And she shows, you know, she's like, well, she's been all state the last 2 or 3 years. You know, she started, I know, 3 years, maybe 4, I don't know. Like I said, she signed with Trevecca, and, you know, she's a highly heralded player. You know, and the bad thing about her mom was from here, you know.
That's what I heard.
P. Ridge, I had her in class a long time ago.
Yeah. For Clay County, you mentioned her, Halen Garrison. 5 3-pointers for 15 points tonight. Natalie Smith ended up with 10. Shot a, she's the one that cut it to a 1-point ball game on the 3 of her own in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Claire Kendall had 2. Baylor Walton, 7. Thought she had a really good first half.
Played solid.
Played well, was aggressive. LAE's 4 points tonight. So, you know, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Kind of spreading the wealth a little bit, but still need the consistency as far as putting the ball in the basket.
Yeah, we do. Like, we still... Shot selection sometimes is not as good as I wish it would be, you know. I still think we're trying to drive in there against 2 or 3 when we shouldn't be. Need to show a little more patience, I think, sometimes. They want to rush it a little too much for me anyway. I think if they just, you know, work it side to side a few times, they'd get a good look most of the time. But, you know, they got to learn. Most of them, this is their first time playing a lot. So, like I said, maybe we'll get better as the year goes. I feel like we will.
Not a win here for Clay County, but a confidence builder as they fall to Lewiston Academy, 46-38, an 8-point ball game. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you.
This Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Lewiston Academy, Clay County Boys, up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth preview of Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play
best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Folks, welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here on the Horizon Sports Network. H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Going to do the Cumberland Exterior Boys 7A update in front of this boys contest. Last night, Clay County was leading Jellicoe in the fourth quarter, 7:18 left on the clock. 62-58 was the score when the lights went out. And we think probably the TAA will rule that a no contest. That is a not officially been said yet, but everything's in hold pattern on that. Not a win for Clay County at this point. Also last night, Clark Ranger beat Cumberland County 65-49, so a nice win for the Buffaloes. And also last night, it was Red Bull and Springs losing to Merle Hyde 30-70. So Merle Hyde over there in District 8 could be a bit of an offensive team there.
Yeah, and you know, in years past, that's one that's been a contender coming out of there. So looks like they got a pretty decent team this year.
Absolutely. Tonight's action, got 6-1 Gordonsville at 2-5 Trousdale County. 6-2 Pickett County at 4-2 Cookeville. We talked about that one. That should be a good matchup.
Should be a good matchup. Like I said, two quality teams. Of course, Cookeville went deep in the tournament last year, and theirs lost a lot of key players, but they're still going to bring some good athletes. That'll be a good matchup for Pickett.
Yeah, if you've got 2,400 kids in your building, you can find five boys usually that can play basketball.
Yeah, usually five pretty good ones. So.
5-1 Clay County, 4-1, whichever way you want to say it. They host 6-3 Livingston right here. So Coach Miller bringing a good team over here. We'll talk more about that in a moment. 3-4 Clark Range idle tonight, as is 0-8 Red Bull and Springs. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest, not CarQuest. They changed parts. I got to fix that in my script. They're Parts City now. It is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. You think after saying it all football season and have it memorized, we'll get that fixed in this script here. Last time I'll make that mistake. We'll wrap it up, though, with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off from Doug here, brought to us by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Let's go ahead and make sure we cover it all just like their agency does, Doug. Two good teams here. Now, a week ago, 2 points to win, 71-69, I think it was, for Clay County over at Livingston. So it's Hawkeye that is chasing the Bulldogs in this one as far as the revenge factor goes. One potential storyline, I don't think Reese Adams available tonight in the five spot to back up his brother Hayden, so we're a little shorthanded.
A little shorthanded in the postseason. Reese had wisdom teeth out today, so he's out. I think the biggest key is just take care of the basketball. If you take care of the basketball, I mean, it's going to be a tough game no matter what, but don't want to give them extra possessions, take care of the ball, and we should be in pretty good shape.
Well, going back to that game from a week ago, and you know, we sit there watching and talked about the great atmosphere it was and how it was more like a district tournament game because of the rivalry and all that. But with two good coaches like Coach Miller and Coach Edwards, you know, with only a one-week turnaround, it's not like you've had 6 weeks, 2 months in between these matchups. Is there much you can shift and change in a week's time?
Well, you look at some of the key things that they done well and zero in on one or two things, but no, with a week, there's not a lot of change, but, you know, some of the things they done well, you can key on that a little bit and see what they do, and they'll do the same thing to us, so.
Seems like they tried to work a whole lot of stuff in through the post. I know there'll be a focus on that. And as I said, with the lack of receptions, he played a lot a week ago.
Yeah.
Could see sophomore Jake Copeland get some minutes tonight on the post or go with that five-guard lineup.
Yeah. Well, Clay County's got an offense they're going to run. That ain't going to change. Same way with Livingston. So now it's just who can make the plays because we know what they're going to run. They're going to go through their post and run that. We're going to go through Nate to get our guys where we're going. Both teams know it, and it's just who can execute the best to make them change that a little bit.
Two of the best players in Upper Cumberland here playing tonight. Also, Tucker Miller, over 30 in that last contest a week ago. Of course, Nate Adams for Clay County had 26. Yeah. So we're going to see two of the top scorers around.
No doubt.
And two of your top coaches around. So,
that's right.
You know, the matchups, just every part of it's good, you know.
Going to be a good, more excited about it. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insana today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with Livingston. They are the visiting team. Drop the ball on that. Let me go over to this. I hadn't wrote that down yet, but that's okay. Starting for Livingston is they wear their blue travel jerseys. Number two, Rocco Carwile, a junior, also starting for them. Number 21, Tucker Miller, a senior. Number 14, Cole Harris, a senior. Number 30, Brody Miller, a sophomore. And there's one other Wildcat rounding out that lineup. I'm not sure which one that was. Thomas, did you catch it? We'll update you on that in a minute. Their head coach is Jimmy Miller. Livingston playing out of District 7, AAA. They have a 6-3 record this year. The Clay County Bulldogs, they're the home team tonight, of course, wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals trimmed in gold. Rob Edwards, the head coach, 25th season overall, 543 wins to 219 losses, a 4-1 record this year officially. They do have a four-game winning streak officially into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number two, Cole Eads. Senior, number three, Lance Burchett. Junior, number four, Nolan Adams. Senior, number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior, number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekend specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one underway. Clay County going to be working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Livingston working at the hoop to our right. Rocco Carwile stepping into tip forward against Hayden Adams. Adams controlling the tip. And, guys, I noticed last several contests, Adams, even though he's oftentimes shorter, has been controlling the tip.
Yeah, he's kind of quick off his feet right there, and a lot of he just steals them away.
Great timing. Nolan Adams with it out top. Last time we saw him last night, he had the hot hand, had three three-pointers in that third quarter against Jellicoe. Hopefully he picks up right there where he left off. Nate Adams, three-pointer on that side. No. Rebound, Livingston. Wildcats with it. Carwile out top. Once again, as always, take me a minute to learn these players. Hammock with it out top. He kicks over to Miller. Now Miller swings back around to Harris. They try to go inside to Carwile, taken away by Clay County. 50 seconds into this contest, neither team with a score. Burgess swings across to Eads, down the corner to Adams. Nolan with it, working against Miller. Both of the Millers in the lineup, sons of head coach Jimmy Miller. Nolan Adams knocking it down, a long two-pointer.
Starting where he left off that third last night. Good to see.
Sure is.
Yeah, the step back on the baseline, guys. You can enjoy it early on.
Hammock with it. They kick inside now into the hands of Harris. Harris at the elbow, works into the corner. Back to Harris now. He's defended by Burchett. Kicks it back outside. Miller's three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Alley pass ahead from Nate to Nolan, as they did many times in football. This time taken away, though, by the defense. And a turnover by Livingston.
And one thing you're going to see with that Livingston Academy of much, they're going to really push the ball up the floor, but they won't necessarily push it to shoot. If they'll get an easy one, they'll take it there, and after they're going to run some good, solid offense.
Both teams coming out in a little bit of a matchup. Coach Evers starting in the zone, looked like earlier.
Yeah.
Lance with it out top, being patient, kicks to Cole. Cole going to drive. He's turned away by Hammond. Three-pointer taken and missed. Livingston the long rebound. Miller with it, right wing. Kicks over to a teammate. Shot fake by Harris. He drives. Kicks back out to Miller. Tucker Miller, the senior, has it out top. He's the one Thomas mentioned is having 30 in that last contest. Miller works the inbound in after Lance Burchett kicked the ball. 5:30 mark, first quarter. Clay County up 2-9. Perimeter passing, baseline drive by Harris, gets to the hoop and scores. Senior Cole Harris. Quick pace by Clay County here. Shot was missed. Cole leads the rebound, and he was knocked down to it. Foul going to be called against number 30, Brody Miller. Brody, the sophomore.
Cole leads a big outing also against Livingston Academy. Kind of a breakout game for him. He had 18 guys, a career high.
Offensive foul called against Nate Adams. Doug, I didn't see it.
He just pushed him off. He cleared a space right there. Just holding him a little, and he just kind of cleared him.
5:10 and ticking first quarter. 2-2 the score. Livingston looking for a lead. Miller with it. Works inside to Carwile. He kicks it outside to Harris. Harris steps in, long two-pointer good. Hawk guy up, 4-2. Burchett across the timeline. Lance puts on the brakes. Coach Edwards up, pacing early in this one. You can tell how much it means to him just by that. Oftentimes, he'll sit there for a while. But already in the first half of this first quarter, Nate Adams picks up a second.
They got a double foul right there.
Okay, I was going to say, they were battling.
So each of them get a personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nate has two personals now.
Yeah, that's two on Adams' second game in a row. No, that was at Monterey, I think, where Nate had two early.
It was Miller, number 21, Tucker, who was on the receiving end of the foul for Livingston. Nate Adams with it, playing with two fouls. Offensive foul call against Nate Adams. He's got three fouls. Explain that one, Doug. You're a former official.
I don't know. It didn't look like he'd done anything right there.
I mean, Adams is forcing the issue, trying to get into the lane. I didn't see a whole lot of dip in the shoulder, really. But back-to-back fouls on Nate Adams. He's got to sit now.
Coach Edwards not happy about that, talking to the official down in the corner. 4:30 mark of the first. 4-2 the score. Livingston looking to extend this two-point lead. Knocked away by Nolan Adams. Scramble for the ball. And now Nolan going to be called for an intentional foul for pushing young Mr. Miller. And now some words being exchanged, some nonsense going on over here across the way. And I believe that blood boiling here between these two teams early.
Yeah, just good.
Coach Miller leaving the bench in an effort to control his players.
Yeah, good job by Coach Miller, because basically Nolan with a hard foul, the entire Hawkeye team ran over towards Nolan Adams.
Now that's a problem in and of itself.
It is. Coach Miller coming off the bench to making sure nothing happens.
A technical foul being called against Nolan Adams. What a show. Five fouls against the Adams brothers here in the opening minutes.
I'm not sure, was it a technical or intentional?
We had an intentional, then a technical. Yeah. That's both right there.
Okay.
Yeah, initially, the intention of the call for the push on Brody Miller. Actually, I'm sorry, Tucker Miller. I'll get those names straight. We see Tucker Miller going over to shoot these free throws. 4-2 the score. 4:24 mark of the first. Miller hits the first, makes it 5-2. Livingston coming in with their eyes on this one after Clay County beat them at their house a week ago, 71-69. Coach Edwards still wanting to talk about what's going on here. He's not at all happy with he's right now saying they called an intentional. She changed it to a technical. I don't know if we had both. On the scoreboard, Doug, it shows one foul against Nolan.
Yeah, and she's not wanting to give an explanation to Coach Edwards.
Well, we presume only one, and it's a technical rather than intentional.
Well, I guess, but now she's seen an intentional first and come with a technical, so apparently they called one, because if it had been both, you should have been shooting free throws.
Rocco Carwile called for the reach-around foul after Lance Burchett picked his pocket.
So, like I said, if we'd had both there, you'd have four free throws. So the intentionals, so
one or the other. I'm not sure which, but it was so definitely an intentional foul. I mean, it was a hard foul by Nolan Adams. Not sure what happened after that. Anyway, Clay County down by 4-6-2 early.
Hayden Adams going to be called for a offensive foul here as he was boxing out. Rather than using just the hip, he shoved with the arms, and you can't do that. So even though momentum feels all in favor of the Big Blue here, only a four-point game as Miller fires a three, not a four-point game anymore. As Tucker Miller extends that lead to 7 points, 9-2. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout here. 30-second variety, and they're not awarding it to him. Finally, they call it. Rocco Carwile excited like he's won a state championship over here. 3:35 mark of the first as the timeout's taken. Livingston up 9-2.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We've got a contentious battle going on, and Livingston Academy leads Clay County 9-2. An old rivalry, Daniel, and it still feels like one.
Certainly does. Not a series that we have seen played out very much in basketball, and perhaps this is the reason why. But it makes for good contest when we do play. Turnover by Clay County. Hayden Adams cannot handle a pass from Lance Burchett. Hall guy with it, looking to extend this 7-point lead. They have 9-2, 3:10 mark and ticking. First quarter, Hammock with it, swings over to Harris. Harris goes to Miller in the corner. His three ball good. Second three-pointer of this first quarter for Tucker Miller, the senior. Miller just a smooth shot, Doug.
Oh, yeah, he's like his daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets it, he's sticking the hole.
Nolan Adams has all four of Clay Kenny's points. With that bucket, makes it 12-4, stopping a nice run that Livingston had going. Carwile with it, dishes off to Miller. Miller drives, his floater no good. Rebound Hayden Adams. Adams falls to the floor with it, dishes off to Burchett. Hawkeye Faithful wanted a travel, and I understand why, but Hayden able to get it off to Lance before the whistles blew. Lance going to drive. He draws the foul from Carwile. Second personal on Rocco Carwile. Lance Burchett goes to the line to shoot two.
And that's a big foul right there, because, you know, the Carwile boy, he done some damage to us over there. Getting two is going to put him to the bench for a little while anyway.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's solid.
Burchett at the line shooting, talking about solid players. Lance Burchett definitely one of them, 26 of 30. From free throw coming into tonight, 87%, misses that one. I guess I cursed him and jinxed him with it. And a foul call, a lot of fouls being called here.
Yeah, and You're going to see the officials try to gain control of this one.
No, they got that on Livingston right there.
Okay. Brody Miller. So Cole Eads at the line after Brody Miller's called for the personal. First one away, and no good. 12-5 the score. 2:13 left in this opening quarter. Nate Adams sitting on the bench with three fouls. Cole Eads hits the second. So the deficit to 6 now. 12-6 the score. Backcourt pressure from Eads and Burgett. Now a trap, now a travel. No whistles blow, though. Livingston getting a free pass on that one. Miller with it, right wing, comes back out top. Dishes off to Harris, now to Hammock. Perimeter passing. Clay County running this zone here. I guess a 3-2, I'm not sure, Doug.
Yeah, that's what he's looking like. It's a little odd.
Hayden Adams comes up with a loose ball steal. Clay County a chance to cut it here. Minute 40 left in this quarter. Coach Edwards standing applauding on his players here. Clay County has not lost since the start of the season in a game against Jackson County in Gainesboro on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Minute 25 left in the opening quarter. Nolan Adams with 4 of Clay County 6. Burchett, three-pointer out wing, no good. Rebound, Livingston. Pass ahead to Hannah. Hammock to the hoop, shot up and good. Clay County playing quickly. Burchett ahead to Eads. Cole to the hoop. Shot up. No good. Loose ball rebound Livingston. The pace continues. Minute left in the quarter. Pull up three. Now a drive. Harris with it. Gets to Hammock. They reset the offense. Under a minute to play here, guys. First quarter. 14-6 the score.
Yeah, Coach Edwards will come out of the zone here for the last shot and go man to man.
Miller with it near the timeline. Gives off to Harris. Harris defended by Hayden Adams. Down to 35 seconds. Adams staying with him. Harris gets past, dishes off to a teammate. Now back in the hands of Miller. Couple reserves in here. I had not learned the names yet, but Nolan Adams going to the ball or to the ground. Jump ball call. What a hustle. But Nolan Adams now technical foul being assessed here. Against Nolan Adams, I think. There are a technical foul. That's the second. If we read the first one right, he'll be ejected.
No, that was on Melton, I
Melton?
Think.
They said four, did they not? Yes, they did.
Oh.
He is gone. That's two. He is gone, they say. Coach Edwards wanted an explanation. I'd like to see it, too. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen. It was subtle, whatever it was. And I think the officials just adding to the atmosphere at times here with some of this. Had to be verbal this time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but.
Of course, we saw an official address Nolan last night after a foul was called.
Well,
Coach, assistant coach Matt Walker, of course, head coach for the girls, assistant for the boys, is escorting Nolan to the dressing room. Technical free throws being shot by Miller, so Nate Adams on the bench with three personals, including one technical, I think it was. And now we've got Nolan Adams expired with two technicals. Hayden Adams with two personals. None of the Adams crew having any luck tonight on fouls, though.
No, it's not a good night right now.
And Reese not available due to the dental surgery earlier in the day. 10 seconds left in the quarter.
Livingston a 10-point lead after those free throws, Daniel.
Offensive foul call against Livingston.
Great job by Cole Leeds right there on the defensive end. And Clay County's got a chance for the last shot. 3.7 seconds left, Daniel.
Here's the inbound. Mercy with it. Seconds ticking down. Step back three at the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends. Livingston with the lead. 16-6. 10 points of variety for Hawkeye after one.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, 16-6 in favor of Livingston Academy. After a couple of technicals, intentional fouls, just a melee of a first quarter, as Nolan Adams and Nate Adams are not on the floor for Clay County. Nate with 3 fouls, Nolan ejected with a couple of technical fouls.
Yeah, Nolan won't be available for the next 2 contests. Those will be the South Pittsburgh game that will be coming up Saturday, and then the Wartburg game down in the Christmas tournament in Harriman. He will not be available for those two. If you're ejected from a basketball contest, you have to sit out the next 2.
Got to work in the scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County is being led by Nolan Adams, 4 points. Cole leads Lance Burchett with 1 free throw apiece. Tucker Miller leading the way for Livingston Academy with 10 first quarter points. Several of those coming from the free throw line, 2 3-pointers for him. Of course, that scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Another 3-pointer by Livingston Academy. Who was it, Daniel?
Harris draining it this time. Number 14 for the Wildcats. Head coach Jimmy Miller's squad's come over here with a purpose, Doug.
Yeah, they come in ready to play, and our bunch has not been ready to play, if you want to just look at it. So,
3-pointer by Cole Leeds, no good. Rebound here by Warner Melton. On the floor for Clay County, Warner Melton, Lance Burchett, Cole Leeds, Hayden Adams, and Waylon Cherry. Empty possession there for the Dogs. 6:20 mark of this second quarter. Livingston with it. Miller, jumper from the elbow. Good. 21-6, an onslaught here. Coach Edwards calling for a 30-second timeout. 6:10 mark of the second. We'll be back after one ad.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. All Livingston Academy, Daniel, 21-6 in favor of Hawkeye here.
Yeah, pretty ugly right now. Eads with it, dishes off to Melton. Melton cross court to Burchett. Lance looking for his first points of the contest still, I believe. Throws it away. Hammett comes up with it, dishes to Miller. Miller up, he's fouled. Hayden Adams gets his 3rd personal. Only Hayden's second.
Miller already a cool dozen. He's going to the line to shoot for 14, guys.
A senior, of course. Miller, a solid player. I don't know. We seldom play Livingston. I assume maybe a 4-year starter. I don't know.
He's played a lot. I don't know if he started his freshman. I know he has 3 years. I know sophomore, junior, senior, he's been a starter.
Hits both of those, makes it 23-6. Senior Lance Burchett drives right side of the lane. Shot up. Good.
Not a big bucket for us there. We've been a while, so we needed a bucket.
Yeah, Lance Burchett is going to have to get it for us, too. Yeah. You know, he and Cole Leeds, really the only scorers left for Clay County at this point.
Warner Melton. Warner going to have to step up for us. Sophomore Jake Copeland waits at the scores table to check in. Livingston with the ball. Harris drives baseline, travels with it, reverse layup, rebound and put back by number one, Carter Harris. He gets the bucket.
And that just can't happen right there.
What, allowing the walk or allowing the baseline
drive?
Boom. Who hit the three? Lance Burchett knocking down the three. Yeah, I agree, Thomas. We've got to cut that off, regardless of whether there was a potential travel or not. 4:40 mark of the second. 25-11. Only a 14-point game here. And now the travel is called. Maybe a makeup for the last one. Lance Burgett, one of those guys, almost an unshakable, unrattable kind of guy. Just as solid as they come.
Now, you want Lance plays. He don't show a lot of emotion out there. You can't tell if you're getting beat by 50, winning by 50, whatever. Hey, Lance just goes there and plays. That's nice to have in a player.
Lance with it out top right here. Gives to Eads. Cole drives. Puts on the brakes. Gives to Melton. Warner now back to Cole. Three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound. Livingston. Alec passed ahead. A couple of reserves in. This is number 25. He's to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound Waylon Cherry. Cherry gives off to Lance. Lance now with it, being harassed and fouled in the backcourt. That's number 14, Harris, the older of the Harris boys.
You talk about Lance Burgess, you can kind of see him settling in, realizes, hey, I got to lead this team, and that's what he's starting to do, Doug.
Yeah, and like I said, he's out there with a bunch of young players right now, so he does. He's got to step up and be the leader and take control right here.
On the floor, Lance Burchett, deep three, a little bit short, had a good look at it. Just another inch and it wouldn't went in. Brody Miller with it. Dishes down low, alley-oop play. Converted on it, scored by his brother. Tucker Miller with the finish. Brody Miller with the assist. Warner Melton left block. Livingston up by 16, 27-11. 3:45 and ticking, second quarter. Cole leads on the drive. Hops, shoots, good. Nice little jump stop. And a shot off the glass. Cole continuing to penetrate the paint, as we've seen him do in the last couple games.
Yeah, and right now that's what you got to do. Be aggressive, play some solid D, and try to work your way back in this as best you can.
Brody Miller gives to older brother Tucker. Tucker going to reset things, directs traffic from the top of the key. Now in the hands of Harris on left wing. Back to Brody Miller. Now back to Harris. So two Millers and two Harrises on the floor. For Livingston, Warner Melton called for the foul.
You know, in Clay County, you know, down by a baker's dozen here, you want to try to cut that in half break, Doug, if they can in the next 3 minutes, don't you?
Yeah, good solid defense, try to cut it down to get you six or eight, and they try to make a run second half.
Harris gives to Miller. Miller on the drive, shot up, no good, rebound Harris. Harris in the paint. His putback no good. Rebound. Nobody. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Cole Eads.
See, Waylon Cherry, we've talked about his athletic ability before, affecting that shot right there. Doing a good job tracking down Miller.
Yeah, he's making a difference on defense there. We just got to get those stops and can get a hold of the ball once they miss.
Tucker Miller works against Lance Burchett.
Well,
Jake Copeland blocks the shot. Nice job by the sophomore. Burchett with the loose ball pickup. 2.5 minutes left in the quarter. Three ball right side. A little short. Offensive foul being called against double zero. Jake Copeland.
Battling for position in there, trying to get the offensive rebound. Was the young player. He got caught.
Nate Adams on the bench with three personal fouls. Has not seen action since early, and I don't know that Coach will play him even in the second half. Just kind of depends on the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not wrong, Doug, one of those three was a technical, Nate, hadn't he? Or am I wrong on that?
I think so. I think he had a technical as one of those three.
So if he gets a second, he would be ejected. Younger brother Nolan, the junior, already has been ejected from the contest with two technicals, in case you're just tuning in. That's why you're not hearing the names of those players. Carter Harris called for the personal.
Not many times Nate Adams has rode the pine, guys, and he's not liking it. He's talking to his team, trying to encourage them. He don't want to be there.
Yeah, and that's what you want, though, the desire. He's pushing his teammates.
Yep.
And if he does get back on floor, then he's got to be a leader and do what he's supposed to do.
Lance Burchett out top. 27-13. 14-point contest here. Minute 40. Left in the second quarter. Eads going to drive. Works against Harris. Baseline jumper no good. Rebound Copeland. Knocked away from him, and he did touch it last, though. Yeah. So he needs some ball.
Cherry may have actually got a little piece of that knocked it out of his hand when he was going there aggressive to get it. May have been Cherry knocked it loose.
Yeah. Friendly fire.
Yeah. But that's not a bad thing. You got going after the ball. They got to go after it.
Yeah, no. You never hear anybody, particularly Coach Edwards, be critical of a hustle play.
Uh-huh.
Another bucket by Livingston, extending this lead out to 16 points, 29-13 here. Warner Melton fires a three left side, no good. Rebound Harris for Livingston. He puts on the brakes, lets everybody clear out. 1 minute left to play in the second.
I look for Livingston to try to go down for one shot right here unless they get an easy one.
Tucker Miller, defended by Lance Burchett at the edge of the screen, gives to Harris, 45 seconds now. Miller back with it, gives to his brother Brody. Brody dumps off to Hammock, 30 seconds now. Down to 20, and a foul. Warner Melton.
No,
moving screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Tucker Miller, he has three personals now, if I heard that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big there, too, for Clay County. Again, you know, get a bucket here, get it down to, you know, 13, 14 points, still have a shot.
Score right here, and that gives you a little momentum. We get the ball, come back second high.
29-13, 10 seconds left in the first half of play. Lance Burchett with it, top of the key. Down to 5 seconds now. Step back three, just a little short, but in there. Rolled on in, a nice finish to the first half for Clay County. 29-16, Livingston a healthy 13-point lead at the break.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Livingston Academy 29-16. They're down a baker's dozen, 13, here at the break. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County got behind 16-6 by 10 at the end of the first quarter. That had a few extracurriculars. Nolan Adams ejected from the game after getting two technicals. Nate Adams sitting on the bench after playing about a minute or so with three fouls. One of those technicals, as Livingston Academy and Clay County kind of got heated in that first quarter before it settled in. Livingston Academy outscored the Bulldogs 13-10 in the second to claim this 13-point halftime lead, as Lance Burchett leading the way for Clay County with 9 points. Eight of those coming in that second quarter. Cole Eads has three. Nolan Adams has four for Clay County. Tucker Miller, big first half for him, 16 points for Livingston Academy here at the break. Carter Harris has two. Cole Harris has nine. And Jagger Hammock has 2 points for Hawkeye. Again, Clay County trails 29-16 here at the break. They're down 13. Stay with us for more here at half. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Pupper Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from Joe Sims' gym, Clay County, trailing by 13, 29-16 here at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1997, Coach Sims recorded his third and last win against Livingston Academy with a strong 63-44 victory. In that game, two Lady Dogs served up the majority of the assists. One had 6, while the other recorded 9. Name those two players. We'll read that one more time. In 1997, Coach Sims recorded his third and last win against Livingston Academy with a strong 63-44 victory. In that game, two Lady Dogs served up the majority of the assists. One had 6, while the other recorded 9. Name those two players. If you want to take a stab at that answer, send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So, Doug was talking about during the break, you know, after the tumultuous first half that we saw, not the worst place to be, down only 13, particularly when the opposition has some players like Rocco Carwile, Tucker Miller, some pretty good players and scores.
Yeah, no. Ryan Adie's got to settle in and play. You know, all the nonsense of the first half, get rid of it, come out here and play basketball. 13, down 13 with what we had in that first half, ain't a bad score to be down. Now you just got to get in there and just play and don't worry about all the rest of it.
Yeah, big shot by Lance Burchett at the end there, the senior leadership. We see Nate Adams, I think, is going to re-enter this contest. It's all about these seniors gaining control here. And like you say, Doug, let's go do what they do, play basketball, and this should be a good second half between two really good teams.
Yeah, and like I said, that was a big bug at the end, and we're going to start, you know, the quarter with possession. Now, you just, like I said, you got to still let them play basketball and forget about all the bad that happened that first half.
Yeah, we got some talk going on here at the scorer's table, Daniel.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and put the camera on that. I'm going to attend to the talk on the hotline because we've got a winner already. A couple of guests just came in. Melissa Smith, who won last time, she guessed Amanda Kendall and Amanda Burnett. One of those two was correct of the two Amandas. Another guest came in, Hannah Bowles. She guessed Michelle Chambers and Amanda Kendall. One of those two was correct. And then we got that correct answer coming in quickly from a good friend of mine, former principal and local historian of all things, including sports, Melissa White. She says Amanda Kendall and Jennifer Davenport. The late Jennifer Davenport, and that is correct. Kendall had 6, Davenport had 9 in that win over Livingston Academy. So congratulations to Miss White. She's no stranger to winning these things. It has been a while, though, so I'm sure she's happy about that. She'll be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person online. We're in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Doug, tell us what's going on down here.
Well, I think they're discussing that play that Nolan had with the intentional and the technical. Of course, they can't go back and enforce any of the shots or anything, but, you know, they could put that foul in the book, which ain't going to matter now. It's all happened. I think that's what they're discussing.
Well, if they changed it to the original intentional, could we see the restoration of Nolan into the contest playing with only one technical?
Well, I think what they're discussing, it should have been both and only called one. The discussion.
Okay.
Well, we definitely know there was an intentional foul.
Yeah. I mean, that started the whole thing.
Well, that should have been shots in possession.
Yeah.
And it should have ended there. Yeah.
Well, unless there was a technical, then it would have been four shots,
Doug said.
Yeah.
Four shots.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, like I said, you can't go back to that now. But, I mean, I'm sure that's what the discussion is. That just what it seemed like. It was his pointing to that direction, what it was, and all that. And like I said, there's nothing to go back and do now. We're still going to be starting right where we're at.
We do see Nate Adams joining his teammates on the floor. He's going to be in this lineup to start the second half, along with his cousins, Hayden Adams and Lance Burchett, joined also by Warner Melton and Cole Eads. Now we're going to play ball.
But we're going to start right where we were. So.
Yeah.
And like I said, even if they added it intentionally, it don't change anything. So.
Right.
But I think that's what the discussion was.
Teams flip into the courts here. Clay County working at the hoop to our right. Livingston work at the hoop to the left during this second half. Lance Burchett with it, passing inside to Hayden Adams. Miscommunication between the teammates. And a turnover to start the third.
Nice little play right there. Just a little, like I said, miscommunication to get it finalized.
29-16 the score here at the break. Just now starting this third quarter. Neither team with a bucket yet.
Clay County standing in this matchup, Doug here.
Three-pointer by Hammock, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like I said, with short-handed foul trouble. And we were pretty good first half, too. So,
Nate playing with three personals. Of course, Nate, the leader of this team. So to have him sitting essentially the entirety of the first half, Clay County not in the worst place they could be, and here he goes. That's the difference that Nate Adams makes to the contest right there.
Yeah, right now, like I said, just a stop at a time, get a bucket, you know, just chip away.
Of course, Tucker Miller, the leading scorer for Livingston, also playing with three fouls. As is Nate Adams, and they defend one another, or at least Adams does down here against Miller. Pass inside to Carwile, a turnover for Livingston here.
You know, in that zone, that's been an adjustment Rob made from the last game. That's bothered him a little tonight.
Actually, being played on both ends, as Livingston Academy is doing the same thing.
29-18, 11 points of difference. Nate Adams to the hoop, gets there again.
What's
just like
that,
there, single points, the deficit, 29-20. Timeout taken by Coach Miller. This time around, it's the black, purple, and gold who are making some noise. 6:28 mark of the third. Dogs trail by nine.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. Life out of the Bulldogs. Nate Adams, four straight points to cut it to nine here. It's 29-20, and this broadcast being brought to you by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
6:25 mark of the third. Dogs down by nine. Hammock with it, defended by Melton. Kicks over to Miller. Now back to Hammock. Swung to Harris. Near takeaway, near turnover there. Harris comes up, gives to Miller. Tucker Miller misses the three, rebound Nate Adams. Took some contact from behind, no whistles blow out, past the Cole Eads. Eads can't gather it in, and a turnover. Good idea, just the execution, just not hard to there all around.
No, just, like I said, good start for Clay County there. Just a little miscue on that play there. Got to keep playing hard.
5:55 and ticking. 29-90. Hawkeye with the lead. Hammock out top. Swings to Harris, left wing. Now Miller. Seeing his zone. Inside to Harris. They get in the bucket. They busted that zone.
Hey, that was a nice little play, though. They set a little middle screen there, and he come off of it, and he cleared him.
31-20. Livingston back out in front by double figures. 11 points the difference. Covey drive wing, Nate Adams inside. Nate into the paint, shot up, no good. He goes to the line to shoot two.
I got a feeling we're going to see a big dose of Nate right here.
Yeah.
This high, you know.
You just got to be careful on the drives to not get another offensive foul called on you.
Well, with them in this matchup, Joan, you're going to see Nate Adams in the paint at the free throw line extended, Doug, where he can work.
Yeah, he's pretty good in there. And like I said, the good thing, you know, he's good, hard to guard in there, but he'll find the open guy if he has to get it out of there, too. So,
hit the first. Second one's away. Misses it. Ball goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Hayden Adams, and Livingston takes back over. 10 points the difference, 31-21. Livingston slowing the pace here, taking their time. Working this half-court offense against the dog zone. Four on the perimeter. Harris drives, kicks to Miller, corner three, no good. Rebounded by Miller, and a foul called. I think they'll get Hayden Adams. It's either him or Cole. Oh, offensive foul. Miller called with the foul. His fourth. Only his third, they say. I could have swore they announced him with three earlier.
I don't know what he's done wrong there. I'm glad it's on him, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely like it was us right there. So.
Yeah, followed his shot, you know, boxed out. I don't know.
We'll take it. So only three for Miller. Melton misses the three, top of the key. Carwile pulls down the rebound, playing fast, gets the Hammock. Hammock to the hoop. Shot no good. Late foul called against Lance Burchett. I think Lance is first. I'm going to quit thinking because I'm rolling all over the place.
On Lance right there.
Oh, okay. It is his first.
Yeah. Who we got to line? Hammock?
That is Mr. Hammock. Jagar, I believe, is how you pronounce
Jagger,
that.
Probably.
Jagger. Jagger. J-A-G-A-R.
I'd say for a guy, it's Jagger.
We're from Salina. We weren't taught such things. Mm-hmm. 21-31. 10 points the difference. Hammock misses the first, hits the second, makes an 11-point game, 32-21. That's why I've been just kept referring to him as Hammock all through the contest. 4.5 minute mark, third quarter. Lance Burchett, right wing. Inside to Nate. Nate bounced past to Hayden. Hayden back out to Lance. Lance, three-pointer. Come on now. Yeah.
Good ball movement to get that shot right there.
4:15 mark of the third. Clay County now trailing by eight. Closest they've been in a while. Harris holds it under his hip.
Jimmy Frogger getting ready to make us have to play man right here.
Yeah, basically pulling us out of the zone if they can. But Clay County can trap out of it, too, Doug.
Going to see that look first. And you got Nate Adams. Of course, he's got to be careful not to foul. Playing with three. Harris with it. They reset and steal that pressure. Miller now drives. Almost had it knocked away. He shot no good. Rebound. Hayden Adams. Hayden going to get an eight. And here, Clay County a chance to cut this thing to six or maybe five, depending on shot selection.
Look for Nate Adams at the free throw line here.
Warner Melton, left wing, 3:25 mark, third quarter. Clay County, 24, Livingston, 32. Lance backs up, resets the count.
Oh, man. Going to get Hayden.
Yeah.
That's four.
He's trying to set a pick. For Nate,
he said third on Nate right there.
Yeah.
Or on Nate to me.
Yeah, trying to set a pick to get Nate free up around the top there, Doug, and kind of extended the arm. Got caught.
This is a good set right there. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one, but.
Got to keep it inside the framework there.
Inside the framework.
3 minutes left in this third quarter. Been a good quarter so far if you're a Clay County fan. Dogs have cut this deficit. They were down 13 at the break. Now they trail by eight, 32-24. Tucker Miller with it. Swings to Hammock. Now to Brody Miller. Inside to Harris. Harris back out to Tucker. Tucker drives. Long two-pointer left side. No good. Put back by Harris. Good. Back to a 10-point game. Lance Burchett crosses the timeline. Coach Edwards up. Sends in his instructions to the team.
Got him again.
Now the fourth for Hayden Adams. They're really watching Hayden.
Well, he had a good screen set there, and then when he come out, he moved a little on it. You know, just got to stay there.
Right.
And that's just, you know, one of them. It's, you want to do a little more, you don't have to do a little more, and he did, and they got him. So
we've
got
to remember, you know, this is the first starting role Hayden's had in high school as a senior. Ended up playing quite a bit down the stretch last year, starting in that Macon County game. That was late in the season, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately a pretty inexperienced basketball player.
Yeah.
And it's those small things, like on that screen right there, that they're getting him off.
Yeah. Well, and two, tonight where the game got a little chippy early,
right,
they're more out to call that. You know, if that game ain't got that way early, may let that go a little bit. But
right,
where it's got a little chippy, they're going to look at things. So,
Carwine on the inbound. His shot good. 36-24. Livingston back out to a 12-point lead.
Yeah, Clay County needs a bucket here to kind of stop the bleeding as Livingston with Harris and others doing a good job on the offensive glass to give them second chances.
Turnover by Clay County. Touched last by Warner Melton.
Yeah, we haven't seen Nate Adams with the ball in his hand, but credit Livingston for the defense, you know, in the half court with that matchup zone to kind of get it away from Nate Adams.
Carwile, left wing, drives into the free throw line, shoots. He flopped down. I'm assuming there was contact because they called a foul. If there was, it would have been an effort to box him out from a rebound. But
he said he had a hit on the arm, but I think it was more of the box out from what, you know, what happened right there.
And once again, you know, kind of goes back maybe to not let things get physical, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah, definitely they're going to control this high. This is going to control it, so.
A great move by Carwile. Elevated, knocked it down.
Oh, yeah, solid player, like we've talked about. Of course, Carwile got in some early foul trouble, had to see it. And that was good for Clay County early in the contest.
Yeah, he's solid. And they like to run a lot of their stuff through him, and that opens up Miller. So,
both of them seniors, of course. Another Clay County turnover right now. And maybe Livingston's doing something defensively that's aiding and abetting this, but Clay County having trouble even getting off a shot.
Yeah, they are. As Hawkeye back up by 15, guys. Ticking down close to 1 minute left in third.
Minute 15, Mark. 39-24.
Timeout
taken. Minute 13 left in the third. Dogs trail by 15.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Wildcats up by 15, 39-24, Daniel.
Hanging on to that lead. Actually extended it so far in this quarter. Dogs cut it all the way to 8 at one point, maybe even a little tighter. And had it cut to 5, did we not?
No, got it to 8, just like you said, okay. And then they scored 7 straight.
Yeah, I remember saying if we shot a 3.
Yep.
We never did get that 3, though, did we? 1 minute left in the third. Carwile with it. Hands off to Miller. Now back to Hammett. 50 seconds and ticking. Livingston contend, I'm sure, here to play for the last shot unless they get a layup. Here it comes. There it is. Harris from left block. 40 seconds and ticking. And it was all about that early jump in this contest. Clay County has maintained ever since Livingston built that lead during the midst of all the fouls early. Lance Burchett with it, top of the key. Fires the 3, good. His second of the second half. 2 threes in this quarter for Lance Burchett, but just not enough overall. Clay County still trailing by 14. 41-27. Carwile hands off to Hammock. He drives, dishes to Harris. Harris, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Melton, 1 second, buzzer sounds. After three quarters, it's Livingston 41. Clay County, 27.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We're presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Livingston Academy leads the Bulldogs of Clay County 41-27, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Lance Burchett leading the way after two third-quarter threes with 15 points for Clay County. Nate Adams has five. Cole Eads, three. Nolan Adams, four early on in this one. Two in double figures for L.A. Tucker Miller, 16. Cole Harris, 15 for the Wildcats. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Miller with it, closely defended by Milton, loses the handle, regathers, gets it off to Hammock. Hammock now going to drive, kicks outside. Livingston just looking to not turn the ball over, get points where they can, and maintain this big lead. They've got 14 points, the lead right now.
Yeah, and steal.
Burchett to Melton. Melton in the front court. Shot good. Nice start to the quarter. Coach Edwards sends in his instructions, looking for a trap here in the backcourt. Miller with it. Passes ahead to Carwile. Carwile at left wing. 7:15 mark of the fourth. 12 points the difference. 41-29. Carwile all the way to the hoop. Shot good. Nice move.
Yeah, he's pretty solid getting to the rim. He's a hard defend right there.
Good ball handler. Good size. Nate Adams with it. Three ball. No good. Rebound. Livingston. Foul called against Waylon Cherry. Carwile had the positioning. Credit Waylon with the hustle, but just out of position.
Yeah, you don't fault the hustle right there. I said, score like it is, you got to get after the ball. And
yeah.
Waylon got after it.
Yeah, if you're not going after anything that could be a turnover here, you end up losing the game. You got to be aggressive.
That's a fact.
Miller with it.
Double.
Yeah, he walked and double dribbled both, but it all happened real quick.
And we got a foul on Clay County.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, sometimes the better players get the benefit of the doubt. We've had that dire benefit many a time over the years. And Tucker Miller certainly one of those better players. Knocks down both of the free throws, puts it back out to a 16-point lead, 45-29. Each time that Clay County has done something good, Livingston quickly just re-grabbing the reins there. Nate Adams to the hoop. Nate Adams, let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to make a bold statement here. Nate Adams is a pretty coordinated person. He typically doesn't lose the ball unless it's knocked away from him by somebody else. He was accosted as he drove the right side of the lane. No foul was called. Turnover, Clay Kenny. I guess Nate just can't dribble anymore.
I guess he's lost that ability.
I hate to be that way.
Well, early on in this one, Clay County kind of earned the way it's being called, in a way.
They did. Harris inside, a foul called here. Surprise, surprise. Waylon Cherry, three fouls called against him in three possessions. He's the new target of the officiating crew.
Yeah, you talked about it, though. Livingston Academy doing what they got to do, you know, shutting down Clay County's runs when they pull within get close, Daniel. They make a big shot, and they got a rebound on the putback, so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
And they're starting to stretch this one out.
Well, let me tell you what all goes back to. It goes back to 1 week ago tonight when Clay County went to Livingston and won 71-69. So Livingston coming in here with a chip on their shoulder, and rightfully so, after being beat at their home turf. And in this series, looking like Hawkeye going to come do the same thing here in Joe Sims Gym tonight. 48-29 is going.
They come with a purpose tonight.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
It is.
And they've played well. They have played well.
Air ball there by Miller, something that he seldom ever does. Clay County quickly the other way. Melton's bucket good from right block. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Effort here to regroup. 17 points the difference. 5:22 left in this quarter, in this contest.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Livingston with the ball and a big lead here, looking to milk this one away. Coach Edwards only meeting Livingston for the 11th time in his career here tonight. A 5-5 record against them. Just been a very competitive series over the years. Dead even during the 25 years Coach Edwards has led the program. So, you know, a seldom played thing to that in the 25 seasons that Coach Edwards has led the program, only the 11th meeting overall.
Yeah, you'd have thought over that span of time, because that's always been a big rivalry, but it just kind of went away for a while, not played.
And I think probably each school guilty, depending on which year it was, of, you know, hey, guys, y'all want to play this year, and I'm sure each school has turned down the opportunity to do so during that time. I know some years we've reached out to them, and they didn't want to, as Harris adds another bucket. Livingston on a roll here, 50-31. 4:29 left in this contest. Livingston coming into this contest now, 6-3 record. Their wins coming over Saudi Daisy, Upper Cumberland Rams, Macon County, CSLA, Van Buren County, and Clinton. The three losses against Cannon County, Clay County, and Macon County. So they split a series with Coach Owens and Macon County already this year. Of course, Macon, Clay beat them earlier in the season, 57-37. A lot of that goes back to home court advantage, I feel like. Of course, the strange thing in this series with these two teams, the away team went in the two games this year.
And, you know, you look at this different, you know, the matchup sometimes, the rivalry changes that records can be throughout, and you just play. And that's kind of one of these.
Livingston with it, 50-32. Adams was at line for free throws. Did he miss them both?
Hit one.
Nate Adams called with his fourth personal here.
One thing's going to be tough now. You know, Livingston's real good being patient and handle the ball well, so it's going to be hard to get back in this if we don't pick up some tough pressure right here.
Well, you know, like we oftentimes say, through the course of a season, oftentimes you grow more from a loss than from a win. And certainly this is a contest that Clay County's going to be able to look back on here as they trail by 30 deep in the fourth, or not by 30, but by 20, 52-32. Going to be able to go back and look at this thing and find a lot of areas, including personal self-control,
yeah,
that we can improve on.
Yeah,
You see Coach Evers calling off the dogs here with the subs.
Got sophomore Jake Copeland joined by his classmate, Juju Bella, and then three freshmen out there, Isaiah Burnett, Fletcher Strong, and Caden Copeland. Livingston currently still with their starting five out there. Harris with it. Dishes to the younger of the Miller boys. And now a reset as Tucker Miller has it out near midcourt. 3:15 mark here.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's going to be content to, well, I thought to run it out, but he made a pretty aggressive move right there.
Carwile missing here. A foul called against Hannock and the young guys winning the battle so far against the Livingston varsity in these last 30 seconds. Livingston does not score, and they do commit a foul, so Clay County inbound Coach Miller content not to sub, it looks like.
Yeah.
Classy move. 3 minutes left in this contest. Burnett with it, kicks over to Villa. He fires a three. Off the left side, senior out there, Tucker Miller, who has a lot tonight, still out there playing. Dishes over to Harris, another senior, still on the floor for Livingston. Works against Villa. 2:30 mark here. Now going to see Miller drive, kicks out the Carwile.
Here comes the Wildcat subs.
Just wanted to wait a little bit, I guess. Maybe giving respect and credit to this second unit out of Clay County. Now a timeout taken by Coach Miller to do the subbing. Standing ovation from some of the more zealous Hawkeye fans here for their heroes as they leave the court.
Again, we still talk about it, you know, only 11 meetings in quite some time, but this one means something for both communities. It still does, and that goes way back, Daniel.
Sure, all the way back to the 50s at least. Nice move there by the younger of the Harrises, Carter Harris. He had a lot of time in varsity, but a younger player, certainly a good one for head coach Jimmy Miller. Minute 57 left in this one. Caden Copeland with it at the free throw line. Kicks to Villa. Villa going to fire another three. No good. Rebounded. Let me go to my roster, get it out here. Number 12 for Livingston, scoring off right block. I'll catch that name.
Dash Brown.
Yeah, Dash Brown, the freshman. Strong with it, right wing, bounce pass inside to Copeland, power dribble, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Lucas Simmons. Simmons going to hand off to Carter Harris, the sophomore. Harris works ahead to Mason Bowles, another sophomore. Travel called against Lucas Simmons. And Saxton Officer going to check into the contest for Livingston. Teams did not play JV in front of these contests, and that easily could have done so between these boys' squads with a lot of the young guys. Caden Copeland in the paint, loses the handle, kicks to Villa. Now Strong with it. Back to Villa. Around to Copeland. He drives the left side of the lane, loses the handle on the ball. No foul going to be called. Shooting foul. They're going to send Copeland to the line to shoot, too. First free throws of the season, potentially, for the freshman. Yeah, no attempts yet. Hits his first point of his career. Let's verify that as looking at the, yeah, first points of the career for freshman Caden Copeland. So a cool moment for him.
Yeah, got a smooth left-handed stroke there, too.
Hit them both.
See both.
Livingston with it here. Big 22-point lead for the Hawkeye. Take away by Fletcher Strong on the baseline.
A good defensive play right there. Fletcher going in there and got that, roped that out of there.
Kicks over to Villa. He fires the top of the key three. No good. Rebound by Strong. Kicks it back to Villa. Villa back to Strong. He's going to fire three top of the key. Does not go in. Rebounded.
Hey, two nice looks there by our freshman.
A promising young group.
Yeah, not a bad group right there.
Of course, you know, getting to play with these upperclassmen who are so talented only makes them better. So hopefully things do good in Bulldog country moving forward after some of these upperclassmen leave. 20 seconds left in this one. A takeaway by Livingston. Bounce pass ahead and a bucket. Number 34, Mason Bowles. The sophomore getting the bucket for Livingston. 15 seconds left in this one. Burnett with it left wing. His three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong power dribble. Put back. No. Kicks it out to Villa. Villa fires the three. No good. Buzzer sounds. This one going to end. 25. Desperation three from number 25. Diego Hernandez does not go. Final score in this one. Hefty in favor of the Hawkeyes. They already take it off the board. Livingston winning this one tonight, going to 7-3 on the season. Clay County losing it, going to 4-2 or 5-2, depending on what's decided about last night's contest with Jellicoe. Stay tuned with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back to the Farm Bureau post-game show. Split a pair of games tonight with Hawkeye. Well, I actually lost them both. Sorry. I just kind of felt good about the girls. They had a good effort. They did have a losing effort, though. Boys had a healthy loss tonight. I'll let Thomas give that final score in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and just a rivalry night at its finest. Even got the better of me. Thomas had a few sultry comments on air, and I try to refrain from that, but Hawkeye just brings it out in us.
Oh, it does. No doubt about it. And, of course, it goes back to the good old days for all of us, really. You know, we talked about it hadn't been played a whole lot in either sport for quite some time, off and on, and you could hear it from both fan bases, both teams. This game meant something, especially for the boys' game, for sure. But, you know, just kind of a horrific start for Clay County. They got early on. I can't remember when it happened, but basically Nate Adams picked up three fouls, one of those a technical, within the opening minute, I think, went to the bench. Not long after that, Nolan Adams has a hard foul, gets called an intentional, we think, and gets a technical also and basically gets ejected. And a lot of early chippiness is what it really was going on between these two teams. We saw when Nolan did that, the entire Livingston Academy, the other starters, the four, kind of rushed Adams over there. So Coach Jimmy Miller leave the bench to hold his players back.
Yeah.
So a lot going on, but all of it kind of going the wrong way for Clay County, didn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, from that point on, we were just out of sync. You know, made some little runs in there, but, you know, you could tell we wasn't where we needed to be mentally in that game right there. So.
Yeah, and, of course, Nate set the remainder of the first half himself.
He did. So Clay County trails 16-6 at the end of the first quarter, and then by 13 at the half as the Dogs kind of came on late. Cole Leeds had a bucket or two. Lance Burchett did. Made a big three for the last points of the first half, Doug, to cut it to 29-16, a 13-point ball game. I thought that was big.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, you know, you had a little momentum going in there. Come out the second half, started strong that third quarter. Cut that lead down, I think, to 8 where we got to. And that's as close as we could get. You know, and then, of course, Livingston just made some plays. You know, just a good, solid team, made plays. And we just couldn't cut into it anymore.
Yeah, you can't take away from what Livingston did. They to me, they dominated the offensive boards, got putbacks, did a lot of things. Harrison Miller, two great players. We saw Carwile also playing well in the paint. And, you know, you talked about it, Daniel, coming into this one. They wanted this game after Clay County put it, you know, gave them a loss over there.
1 week ago tonight, 71-69 win at Livingston. Dogs kind of led the entirety of that one. You know, Livingston, a proud AAA program, and, you know, Coach Miller, you know, alumni up there, and he did not take it well that Salina came and beat him. Clay County came over there, so they got theirs tonight. And they got the payback.
They did. So final was 58-35. Throughout the fourth quarter, we saw some of the reserves play as Livingston handling business here against the Bulldogs. For them, Mason Bowles, Brody Miller, and Dash Brown, all with 2 points apiece. Jagger Hammock had 3. Rocco Carwile, 7. Carter Harris, 4 points tonight. Tucker Miller, 18. But it was Cole Harris to lead the way for Hawkeye, 20 points. A lot of those coming on those putbacks I was talking about. Yeah. Just really kind of dominated the interior.
Oh, yeah, they're physical. And they, like I said, they got to the rim when they missed shots and got them, you know. And that's, you know, that goes somewhere depth there. Post, we didn't have a big guy who had one. And a lot of times we were playing 5 guards.
We were.
Against Livingston, that's not a good thing because they go to the boards hard. All of them go to the boards hard.
And, you know, you mentioned, Doug, early, right before the game started, that, you know, take away what they do good. Well, last time, Tucker Miller is what they did good. He had 30, held him lower tonight. So, you know, a positive in that one area.
Yeah, no doubt. For Clay County, not a positive here. Only one player in double figures, and we've seen Cole Leeds be in double figures the last 3 or 4 games, guys. He had 3 points tonight, and Nolan Adams left with 4, Warner Melton just 4. Nate Adams didn't score until the second half. Of course, he basically didn't play in that first half. 6 points tonight. And Lance Burchett, he was kind of the constant for Clay County, made 4 3-pointers and had 15 points here tonight.
Yeah, this good start tonight by Lance. Like I said, he's one of them that just plays. You know, he's calm out there. And that was a good thing tonight. He's on the floor with 4 young guys most of the night, and he showed that leadership, and that's what you want to have your seniors step in there. And I thought he'd done a good job with those young guys on the floor with him.
No doubt that he did. Folks, that Dog Wrap-Up is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Bug Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. They are located, of course, in Hermitage Springs, Tennessee. EcoPanels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Going to play one promo. Come back and announce tonight's TDS top players.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, Clay County losing a power contest tonight to Livingston Academy. But it is time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. Starting off, as always, with the ladies. Just had to go with sophomore shooting guard, Haylen Garrison. She got the hot hand. We knew about the three-point prowess that she possessed, and we got to see it on full display tonight. Don't have those official numbers. We questioned whether or not she even missed one. But she did that well. She drove the hoop well, got inside and drew some contact out of the free throw line, pulled down several rebounds. Just a good, solid game from a promising young player.
Yeah, and it was, you know, we knew she's probably our best outside threat from behind the three-point arc, and you're right. 5 3-pointers tonight, 15 total points for Haylen Garrison. But, Doug, they came in huge times. Right when Livingston was trying to pull away, Haylen Garrison knocked down a big shot to keep them in it and actually pulled them within 1 point late there in the fourth quarter. And Clay kind of had a chance in that one.
And that shows a lot of character of a young player. You know, the moment was we needed a bucket, they made a big run. She knocked them down. That's pretty nice from a young player now. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
And the confidence that it should give her moving forward, Daniel, this didn't come against Jellico.
Right.
This was against Livingston Academy, one of the better girls programs, honestly, in the state.
No doubt. Triple-A team, well coached. They're used to the nitty-gritty every year. We talk about District 7A being tough. Let me tell you, District 7 Triple-A is even tougher probably in its own right. But she played really good, and you know, what I like about it is just she'd been a little cold the last two.
Yes.
And you know, even a good player will get to doubting themselves a little bit. I don't think she's got any doubt in her head now that she can step back and hit that thing.
Well, we talked about it last night. You know, shooters want to see the ball go in.
Yeah.
Once it goes in, then that changes their mentality. And then you can see it in Haylen tonight. You know, like I said, and her confidence has been there. It's just the shots hadn't went. Now the shots are going, so that confidence is going to boost even more, which is really good.
And we're talking about a sophomore guy. Saw some limited time last year, but this is basically a first-year player, a first-year starter overall, and Haylen Garrison really filling that role tonight. And we're going to need her moving forward, just like we talked about Lacey Wicks last night. These Lady Dogs have done some good things in the last few games, and Haylen Garrison was one of them tonight.
No doubt. The thing, I forgot what I was going to say a minute ago. I remembered it. She tied Tia Burchett Adams with three-pointers made in a single game against Livingston. Now, Tia did it her freshman year in 1991, but any time that you can tie Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Tia Burchett anything, you've done pretty good.
Yeah,
so, congrats to Haylen there.
That's put your name on a good list.
Yeah. Boys action. I had to go with Lance Burchett. You know, he was TDS top performer a couple games ago up at Monterey. And, again, tonight, Lance Burchett just doing what he does best. We've alluded to it several times. Talked about the you know, and not making this comment in contrast with anybody else on the team, all right? But Lance Burchett is just one of those guys that goes out there and takes care of his business. He does so in a mild manner, and he don't engage with a lot of other things. He just competes against himself almost, it feels like. You know, if he misses a shot, he gets frustrated at himself. If he does something, goes bad, he gets mad at himself and looks to improve upon it.
Well, it's not the external things that motivate Lance Burchett.
Right.
We know where that comes from. Well, first of all, he's a Burchett.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And then, you know, living up to the family name, and he does it very, very well. One of the, I don't know, I mean, we've got a lot of great athletes.
Sure.
He's definitely at the top of the list here in Clay County. And great football season and starting on a really good basketball season. But, Doug, I think what's most important about him is that leadership you talk about.
Oh, yeah, and that, of course, that's what you want. You want your – your older, experienced players, the B leaders on your team. That's what makes your team even better. And like I said, him leading those young guys tonight, that's a big thing to those young guys, too. Mm-hmm. You'll see a difference in them when they see that guy step up and be the player he's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was close. You know, he ended up with several. Thomas will show those points again in a minute, I'm sure. Fired several threes. The guys, he had a good line on them. We're talking 1 inch, you know, and they would have been in there and on several others. So,
yeah, made four tonight, and a total of 15 points was pretty solid from the free throw line, too. But you're right, Daniel. He didn't clank any. So,
no.
Had several other opportunities. And he realized he had to shoot the ball. Yeah. Clay County was going to score at
no
that
doubt.
Point. So he took that upon himself to do so.
Yeah, he looked around and found himself the most experienced guy out there and took on that role. Tonight's top performers, Haley Garrison and Lance Burchett, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. After two nights in a row, of course, we got through this one, the light's still on, unofficially. Still hadn't heard from TDS the way we expect. That to be a no contest call last night, even though Clay County was up with 7-18 left, 62-58. But we anticipate being back on our Saturday here at home at Joe Sims Gym, 1 o'clock tip. It's kind of a special day, only a boys game. We will have the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show coming on at 12:45. And going to be a good day here, but a standalone single game against South Pittsburgh, somebody else we don't meet a whole lot.
And it should be a good matchup. Like I said, that was a sub-state matchup for Gordonsville last year. So, you know, they're going to bring a talented team in. So it'll be a good matchup Saturday.
Yeah, they play a little basketball down that way, too.
Yeah, they were up here not long ago, third round playing football. Well, guys, listeners, we appreciate you. We appreciate all of our sponsors. We appreciate Mr. Sims and Doug for joining us tonight. For Joe Sims, Doug Strong, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.